Tuesday, July 16th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and unbelievably important things are happening right now. Peter Thiel, who's got his ear to the ground, said that Google needs to be investigated for espionage and that it's hidden in plain view. They're working for the Chi-Coms against America. He went on Tucker Carlson last night. That's coming up. The total meltdown of the Democratic Party with the four horsemen of the globalist apocalypse. That's all coming up. It's all off the charts. This is just such an important jam-packed transmission. But the first thing I want to get to is how Facebook and others are trying to organize the murder of conservatives, and CNN and others are praising the firebombing attack. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the number one censored websites in the world, with Facebook last week officially calling for their 2.4 billion members to engage in violent attacks. They said it does not violate our terms of service to organize Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson's murder. It became national news, and Facebook said, oh, that's a typo. No, it was very, very clear that this is a test. Antifa across the country took down American flags and ran up Mexican flags. And we will also be getting into all of those Facebook announcements, how they're calling for terror attacks against myself, Paul Watson, and saying you're authorized to promote up to their death. So murder is their game. You also have a facility in Washington State that was firebombed. The building was firebombed. Cars were firebombed. And terrorists who firebombed ICE facility wrote a manifesto, I am Antifa. He was a member of the Redneck Revolt, a group that's already had some of their leaders arrested for going to Trump supporters' homes and threatening their small children with firearms. That's right. Well, he was a big member of that. We have all the videos of him at their events up on Infowars.com. Terrorist who firebombed ICE facility wrote in manifesto, I am Antifa. Said attack was motivated by his opposition to concentration camps. That's an article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. As of today, the governor of the state is saying that it was a Trump supporter trying to burn up the illegal aliens. That is what the system is pushing and trying to conjure, is an outright explosion of society and a revolution in the streets. You can see in the photo right there, the Antifa bomber was a member of the Puget Sound JBGC. And you can read right there, they were also, again, part of the John Brown Gun Club. John Brown famously went around shooting and killing people. And so that is part of that fan club. They have been coming out to Trump events all over the country, threatening to blow people's heads off. And of course, the John Brown fan club and gun club is also something that the new Black Panther Party supports. And they go around saying, oink, oink, bang, bang, kill the police.
Pig is a pig, that's what I said. Oink is a pig, is a pig, that's what I said. Oink, oink, bang, bang.
And they don't have to fear, because CNN profiled the very same Redneck Revolt, John Brown Gun Club.
These white people are the Redneck Revolt. Now, they aren't a bunch of rednecks revolting against equality like I first thought. They're actually rednecks revolting against the rednecks who are revolting against equality. I'll explain.
When you go out to these leftist events, 99% of them don't talk except one leader. That's because these are hired individuals, ladies and gentlemen, are only paid about $200 a day to go out and do what they do. True, useful idiots in every way. We'll be right back. Start your engines.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday globalist transmission. It's important to note and remember that the mere existence of this broadcast, this syndicated radio TV show that also dominates on the internet, is an affront to the world government and an affront to their tyranny, and they believe that it is an outrage that we even exist. So thank you for being the very wind in our sails, the very blood in our veins, the very force and will in our hearts and guts and minds and souls and fists. You, the listeners, are not listeners. You are in the arena. You are champions. And without you, we are nothing. Without each other, we are nothing. This is an epic time. We are in the middle of an ultra-massive quickening. Trump is completely real and an absolute godsend anointed by God. There is no doubt that this is providence, and this is the stacked up generations of prayers into the future. A lot of leftists talk about being woke. The truth is they're under a great delusion. But I've had family going back over the eons, but the family I knew before they died, my grandparents and great-grandparents and others that I got a chance to know, who were, you could say, mystics, but they weren't the type of folks that a gypsy wagon on the side of the highway. They were the real deal. And they obviously would never really tell me a lot of this stuff. They said I'd figure it out later. That's how it's supposed to work. But they were always praying into the future. I mean, hardcore, especially my mom's mom and others. Before she died at 92, she told me a lot of things that I already knew by then. But the enemy thinks they know these secrets. They don't even understand it. And evil only takes some of what they've discovered about the universe and use it to control people, and they never get to the higher levels of God's real plan. But let me tell you, I've begun to really be able to see over the horizon, and I've written things down and told people things that I've then seen unfold exactly as I envisioned it happening. And it wasn't a magic trick. It's the potentiality of the human mind and the soul and the ether and the group collective and how we're all tied together. And the enemy is trying to poison that group collective. So I want to say something here that's absolutely central. Two things. A, all the cowards that are bullied by political correctness and America hating and God hating are all say, oh, Trump's gone too far, to think they're going to curry favor with the bullies, even though in their hearts they know what Trump is saying is true. Or they'll say, well, some of what he said is true, but he went too far. That's the really bold people out there, because they're followers. But even our boldest people hedge their bets. Well, that leads to destruction. And Trump knows he's breaking the enemy, because if they come out and outrageously say America existing is evil and racist, and if they come out and say that the American flag's bad, we should get rid of it, and if we apologize, they set the precedent now for the next level of removing our symbols, removing our freedom, removing our very lives. So Trump is doing absolute wonders, putting himself on the line like that, and it's exactly what we need. It's called leadership. Now, that's the good news. Let me give you the bad news. Those of you that are awake and understand what's happening have a blind spot just like I do. You think because you're awake, other people are. That's not how it works. When you're in bondage and you're in a delusional false reality, the delusion gets more and more intense. And you go out to these leftist events, they look like zombies, they act like zombies, they're drooling, they don't look like they have motor control of their bodies, black, white, old, young, because it's a spirit. They're in darkness. They've been absolutely overwritten. And it's all just a demonic joke to, you know, men to act like they're women and then pull down the power of women and women to act humiliated and disgusting and degrade themselves. It's all satanic energy, because we're such a powerful species, and the off-world entity known as Satan is absolutely jealous of us. And so when he's able to blast through the portals, usually through drugs, and get control of these people, you see what a fallen creature we're actually dealing with. Now, I digress. It's been declassified that the Ford Foundation, the CIA, and others by the 50s started trying to direct Hollywood and things to become destructive, because TV was pretty wholesome that first decade. But it was just tricking us that it was safe then, so we'd take on the Trojan horse. And they openly stated, we make a whole film on this, anybody can research it, that they wanted to destroy the attention span. Because if they could get rid of an attention span, people wouldn't remember the lie from the last lie from the truth. And we'd have the memories of goldfish, as the author of Obamacare said, thank God you're so stupid. Thank God you don't have a memory. We're going to screw you over and triple your prices for the insurance companies. But call it liberal. Call it woke. And so we sit back and see them destroying the attention span. We understand that was by design. But when they're lying like this everywhere and getting caught, they're setting the precedent to where you don't even care about lies anymore, even though you know they're lies, because you've been lied to so much you just tune out and go into a catatonic state. They're trying to wear you out. Like the Bible says, Satan will wear out the saints. Just by just never stopping, just continuing. That's why you like weights or jogging, a marathon. We have to get into it. We have to lean into it. We have to enjoy the punches. We have to enjoy the cat or nine tails coming down on our back. And not because we're masochists or sadomasochists, but because this is the long haul. And there's no ecstasy in evil pain delivered for no reason, but there's an ecstasy in pain that has been prevailed against for the good. And so they are trying to psychically poison us right now and psychically make us give up our will. We must not go, oh my God, it's so horrible. They're so disgusting. They never stop. They're so ridiculous. They're so demanding. Oh, I just want to run away. That's my inclination as well. And you could do that 1,000 years ago. You can't do that now. This is the final battle we're building towards. The next few decades, the big test. And after that, it's going to be unbelievable. All the secret technology, all the advancements, it's all going to be just boom. Next level, you're not going to believe how awesome it's going to be. We'll be right there, folks. Right there with the whole nine yards, the whole off-world deal, God, the angels, the whole deal. The eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard. You'll be like, wow, we're on a planet out in space. Of course, it's what the Bible said. It's all true. Wow, why didn't we figure this out? We were told everything. God's not going to put us in this boot camp but not explain to us the rules. That would be really evil. We have free will. God's testing us. And God hates putting his children into this situation, but to make us men and women and to make sure we're not going to join evil when we're given incredible power. We have the power to blow the planet up. We are babies. When we develop into our next phase, we can destroy universes. But see, God has the angels bound because they're just servants. We're made in the image of God. And again, that's why the fallen one hates us. The fallen one can't even build all this. We build it, but Satan twists it. So these are the big secrets that the enemy doesn't want you to know. But don't just think all this lying is going to discredit the enemy. Unless people know the riddle of why they're telling such blatant lies, then we don't have a chance to consciously understand the full spectrum and that it's a spiritual deception, and then be able to teach that to others so they know why it's so disgusting, why it's so vile. It's meant to make us give up. That's why they're all out saying, yes, we kill babies after they're born. Yes, we love Satan. Yes, we love to stink. Yes, we love to be ugly. Yes, we love to pull down women. We love to pull down creation. So they always say they love women. They want to protect women. They represent women. Satan hates women more than anybody else. They produce the children. They produce the whole next world and the worlds beyond it. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, building a pro-human future that will prevail. Powerful corporations are attempting to end the human species as it was known, what they call the final revolution. But they miscalculated they believe for money and temporal power, everyone would sell out. That humanity would be swallowed into a black abyss for eternity. Signing on the dotted line for their souls in the name of artificial silicon immortality. But they miscalculated. And now, they accelerate their authoritarian straitjacket, their technocracy, in an attempt to force us into what they thought we would willingly accept. Oh, the majority of people are going to be swallowed by the beast system, but a large minority of every race, color, and creed, the red blood with the Creator's stamp on them, will say no. And the enemy's biggest lie in that period of time to come will be that if you've given in to some of the system to survive or for your children, that you've forfeited your soul in the Faustian deal when you could have gotten out of the deal at any moment. And the truth is, what matters is your heart, because none of us are perfect. If you've had abortions but didn't know it was murder, God forgives you. There's no guilt. Just don't do it again and help others so they know the truth. God is the God of life and the God of understanding and the God of forgiveness. But those that harden their hearts against the innocent will not be forgiven. Let me get into this first. I don't talk about the Border Patrol and ICE and all the rest of this a lot on the show in detail because I get so frustrated when I begin to think about it, because we all know so much. You all know so much. We have a 635% increase since Obama. Somehow that blames Trump, that the UN built the refugee centers. The bum rush began 8 years ago when Obama, in the middle of his term, launched open borders and announced if you got kids, yours or not, you can come in. And so now that chain reaction that took Europe 10 years to build up from a half million a year to a couple million a year, well, that chain reaction, we're now in the middle of that same thing. It's a plan. It's a program. The UN admits it. And just 6 months ago, they were still saying there is no caravan, there is no crisis, because they didn't want funding. The $12.6 billion Trump requested. Instead, he got $1.3. And just that point that they sit up there and they grandstand with millions of people a year trying to flood in, 150-something thousand they're catching every month, two-thirds they estimate they don't catch. A lot of folks just turn themselves in because 90% just get released in the U.S. Three meals a day, unlimited snacks, which is probably unhealthy. They report those kids up to 2 weeks in those detention centers are getting like 15 pounds. They got big movie screens. I'm going to show you AP went to three different facilities. And AP hates Trump. And they're nicer than most people's houses. The schools, the toys, the art supplies. It's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. These people are fighting to get in here. And look, I know you know that. But just think about the sickeningness of this. When AOC and Ilhan, Omar and Tlaib and all these people and Presley go, concentration camps, they're killing our children. They're drinking out of toilets, and they know full damn well that it's all a lie. That the women and children, because we're a chivalrous culture, unlike many areas in Latin America and the world now, the men are absolutely pouring in, military-age men. They're stuck in tent cities. You're a man. You can sit out there. The women are living basically in like three-star hotels. About like three-star hotels. Nicer than most of the hotels I used to stay in. First 10 years of this company, I'd stay in Motel 6s. You know, where you'd wake up, you'd brush your teeth, and there'd be some cockroach crap. You know, you have to thump off your toothbrush. You know, big old palmetto bug takes a dump right in front of you. That's okay. I'm a man. I can handle it. The point is, these people stay in places better than I've stayed in. I've been on a road trip shooting a documentary when I had no money, where my dad wired me $500, which I hadn't taken money from him in years, and I was running out of gas right as I got to Austin, Texas, and we slept in the car a couple days. Slept in the back of the old Tahoe. That's okay. I'm not a victim. It wasn't hard. But think about this. They're fighting to get in here, and these women are on TV saying these people are in concentration camps where you're worked to death and then executed. And then hundreds of thousands die in Mexico, killed by the corrupt system. And our media has the nerve to just totally ignore that and say that we're doing this to these people. And, you know, I admire what the Border Patrol has done. They've been advising Trump. It's under Obama. It was cages. They mixed everybody together. It was just really crappily done. Under Trump, the men get to stay in tent cities, just like our military does. And they get three meals a day and snacks twice, any medical stuff they need. But you don't get air conditioning and all that because it all goes to women and children. You know, the West invented women and children first. You know, in other cultures, the women and children are last. The men are the most important. In the Islamic culture or in a lot of the Asian culture or African culture, oh, women are third-class citizens everywhere. Oh, except in the West. You ever been to Europe? Seen 1,000-year-old, 500-year-old statues? It's all goddesses. It's all worshiping women. And see, they know our weakness here in the West. We love our women. We love our children. We put them on a pedestal. And so now we're told how we're bad to women and we're bad to children when it's the opposite. Everyone's trying to get in here because we treat women and children better than everybody else. And that's the truth. And Ilhan Omar has a chip on her shoulder because she comes from a failed, backwards hellhole. It's all about conquest, but they can't even conquer their own lust for power, so the Somalis can't produce toilet paper to wipe their asses. They can't produce electricity. They can't do crap. But I'll tell you, every Somali I ever met will tell me to my face in the street, oh, they get in my face, how they're God's chosen and they're going to take the world over and I'm going to learn from them. Well, guess what, you arrogant people? You're a bunch of inbred crazy people. I don't like sex slavery. I don't cut my daughter's genitals off. I don't run around like a pirate robbing ships. So shut up. Everyone in Africa hates your ass. You want to see some noble Africans go to Kenya? They hate you. So stop running your mouth all day about how you're going to teach us how to be good Americans. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play all these AP reports about how lavish these facilities are. And then I'm going to get into the breaking news. Ilhan Omar, it turns out, lobbied for ISIS. Yeah, she's a frickin' terrorist. Of course she is. She is a conqueror. We let a serpent in. We let a scorpion in. We put a brown recluse, a black widow, a rattlesnake in our bed. Of course she'll bite you. She hates you. She's a devil. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Went off on a diatribe about Somalia, the most dangerous, backward, evil country in the world. And you know why Somalia is so bad? Because African countries all around it have driven the Arab slavers in the last 1,000 years, the Muslim slavers, into the Horn of Africa, where it was the center of the slave trade of Africans all over the world. Once the Roman Empire fell, white slaves were the main slave group. Africans that were rich had white slaves. It was just because that's who was trained and where they got slaves. It was Gaul, that's France today. Germania, which is Austria, and Germany. The Britons and others, who they called Gaelic, out of what's the UK today, old Albion, England. That's the thing about geography and history, it's addicting. But after the fall of the Roman Empire, the Western Empire, then the fall of the Eastern Empire at Constantinople. When the Islamists took it, civilization collapsed in Western Europe. And there wasn't any good slaves being brought in anymore. And so the Muslims started enslaving Africans over 1,000 years ago. After the fall of Constantinople, that again is the capital of Turkey today, you know it as Istanbul. And that's why Ilhan Omar doesn't look African. She's an elite Somali. The upper class Somalis are light skin. They are Muslims, and they are slave traffickers. They sell black slaves today to 4 countries that still allow slavery. It's still customary in several Arab countries to have black house slaves. That's the truth, folks. That's what they don't want you to know. I bet you a lot of money she comes from slavers. So I've read a couple books on Somalia. I found it to be very interesting. I studied it. I know a producer that was talking about trying to get into the country, but it's too dangerous. No one can even get in or get out. And you're literally looking at someone that comes from the hub of 1,000 years of black slavery. You're looking, and I'm not putting Arabs down in general, but if you want to use the black woke thing, the white devil, you're looking at the Arab devil. Ilhan Omar, guaranteed in her lineage, is pure slaver. They ship slaves out of Somalia all the way to Indonesia. Can we pull up a world map, Google Maps, please? Let's first be zoomed in on the Horn of Africa and Somaliland and Somalia, two different warlording groups. They can't even have a damn country. And then as you project out towards the east, to the far east, you will see, we'll pull up a map of Islam around the world, and you'll see all the islands and countries they've taken over in the last 1,000 years since Islam 1,400 years ago went expansionist. And they shipped black slaves all the way to Hawaii. Oh, yeah, Captain Cook didn't find Hawaii. The Aborigines did several thousand years ago, but they've done the genetic testing on the Samoans and on all those folks. And you see how they got there was they would breed warriors. Usually the chief was like a little bitty 5-foot guy, but they had the big warrior guys that looked like the Rock. And that's because they were breeding Asians to be the warrior class, the Asians were, but they got some stock from Africa, bred those guys in, and that's where you get the Samoans and all those folks. So before a black person from the whites ever touched foot in Hawaii, there's plenty of African genetics there. Now, what you're looking at on screen is the Atlantic slave trade that the Muslims taught the Europeans. We're going to move to the east, to the Horn of Africa and Somalia. Now, the reason I get into this is that when you know history, you know everything that Ilhan Omar is saying is an absolute, complete, abject joke. There you go. There's the Muslim invasion of the last 1,000+ years. And again, if you go out into the Pacific Ocean, they're all Muslims. And they test the genetics, and they're African, part African. Why is that? Because the Muslims loaded slave ships full of black people and shipped them all over the Pacific. But you don't even get taught that at university. You get taught about the transatlantic slave trade of Spain and Portugal. And then you don't even get taught that England had a bunch of wars to stop it because they said it was unchristian. And then you don't ever hear that the Muslims are currently still all running that. And then you sit there and you look at Ilhan from the slavers of Africa. The Horn is where people from Ethiopia and people from Kenya were taken up for over 1,000 years and walked bound as slaves to be loaded on ships. Hey, can I get a wireless mic? Because we can't pull up the map. No big deal. I see the Google map. Horn of Africa. Yeah, just give me a wireless handheld. I'm going to do this more and more. We'll walk around the office. Yeah, yeah. Go on up. The horn's up here. Hell, I don't have a mic. I'll yell it. The horn's up here. The horn's over here. I don't have a mic, but I'll yell it. The horn's right here. That's the Horn of Africa right there. They take the slaves up right here. Okay? That's how they do it. See this? See Somalia right there? That's where they took the slaves out of Kenya and out of Ethiopia and out of Sudan and out of all these other places and loaded them on ships for 1,000 years to ship them all over the world, all the way in the Pacific Ocean. But the white man did it. Not the precious Muslim, not the precious Islam, when Muhammad was a slaver in Mecca and Medina, where they sold slaves from all over the world. But see, I'm a bad man, you see, because I know the history. I'm a bad man, see? I got to be shut up. I'm a white devil. Everybody wants to get into my country because all the medicine and all the technology and all the rest of the stuff. See, I'm the bad guy who doesn't want you to abort your baby no matter what color you are. You see how that works? Now, they're evil white people. You better damn well know they are, and they're globalists. And they want to get rid of the American and Christian system that doesn't want to sell black people as slaves and doesn't want to kill babies and sell their organs, no matter what color you are. We're going to go to break in a moment. Kind of threw this at the crew at the last moment, but I told folks I'm going to start going live all the time so I can break all this down. But if you look at Asia and you look at the Pacific Ocean, I'll make a whole documentary about this. There's so many documentaries I want to make. But the real history of the world's not even debated. But Ilhan Omar wants to tell you how much America sucks and how bad it is. I know that boom camera doesn't go all the way over here. Maybe the document cam does, but see, here's India. Right over here is Africa. Right over here is the Middle East. And all through here, if you look where Islam is, you wonder how it got all over the world. That's because of slave ships. That's because of boobies, which are Islamic pirates, who over 1,000 years ago robbed Japanese, Chinese ships, you name it. Where the term booby trap comes from. Traps that pirates would lay. Boobies. Boobies aren't things that give you milk. Boobies are things that kill you. Boobies are slavers out of Somalia. And they're arrogant, and they have a right to rule, and they'll rob your ship, and they'll kidnap you, and they'll kill you in a minute. And they'll come to your country, and they'll tell you to bow to them, or you're a racist. And you know what you do when they do it? You get on your knees to them, and you say, I'm a piece of crap slaver. I'm your slave. And Ilhan says, that's right, dirty American. You're mine now. I kind of got wound up there last segment, but it's because I've got articles like this on Infowars.com. That's a flashback, but I'd forgotten about it. Ilhan Omar begs judge to show mercy to ISIS terrorist. Jamie White wrote the story last night. Of course, it got no attention. Who cares that she publicly wrote letters saying that these individuals were freedom fighters and that they were fighting evil when they worked for ISIS, and so that they shouldn't get prison time. ISIS invaded more than 8 countries. They killed over 1 million people. They sold women into sex slavery. But you know Ilhan Omar, a ruling class slaver. I mean, that's where she comes from, the slaver capital of the world, the pirate capital, the kidnapping capital. You know, Thomas Jefferson had to send the Marines in there to kick their ass in our first foreign war. He wasn't even an interventionist. But the Somali pirates were robbing and kidnapping women and children off the coast and selling them. So we had to send in the Leathernecks to deal with the Somali pirates. Boy, don't we always have to deal with it. And I'm sure some Somalis are wonderful people. They're trying to flee that. But Ilhan doesn't want to flee it. She wants to recreate it. President Trump is under fire by MSM, under fire for saying grass is green, after he correctly pointed out that Ilhan Omar's anti-American rhetoric over the weekend and her affinity for radical Islamic groups like Al-Qaeda. I hear the way she talks about Al-Qaeda, the World Trade Center being knocked down. Some people, they did some things, they took action. People that, in my opinion, hate our country. Trump said Monday outside the White House, we're going to play that clip in a moment. Says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews, hates Jews. Omar not only spouted anti-Semitic remarks and downplayed 9/11, she also pleaded with a federal judge in 2016 to show compassion to 9 Minnesota men trying to join ISIS in Syria, claiming they were only seeking violence to, quote, combat marginalization. Yeah, a Sunni invasion of one of the freest Muslim countries in the world. Despite the fact that Islam is the fastest growing religion on the planet, the best deterrent to fanaticism in a system of compassion, we must alter our attitude and approach. If we must truly want to affect change, we should refocus our efforts on inclusion, rehabilitation. Omar wrote in a letter to Judge Michael Davis. So, people joining ISIS in America are good people from Minnesota. Her good people. I know slavery got ended by the British 200 years ago, and I know Somalia used to have all those big castles and big slave ships and all that cash and harems and, you know, and you're from the upper ruling Arab class and everything, and you're going to rule, you're going to show us with your, oh, arrogance, I am Somali royal slave, bow to me. I have, my head the size of peanut. It's not going to happen. Kiss my American red, white, and blue patootis. And have a big old slice of bacon burger for yourself. And go fly a kite. Jump in the lake. Oh, I guess you don't swim. Pirates don't swim. It is not of the slave. These are not humans, as the Quran says. They are raisin heads. All that horrible racist stuff. Just so sad. But that's why when Al-Qaeda and ISIS invaded Libya and Muammar, they killed all the blacks. Because under the true Islam, the black has the mark of Ham and Cain. That's where the Western slavers learned that. The Muslims were like, don't you know, these aren't humans. We sell them. That's why the blacks then all go and join Islam now, because it's the coolest thing to do, because that's who taught them how to be slaves and taught them how to be on slave ships. And oh, it's so sick, isn't it? The mass Stockholm syndrome, people loving their own abusers. Well, not me. And so Trump's doing the exact right thing. Here's some of what Trump had to say about it, tripling down yesterday.
I look at Omar. I don't know. I never met her. I hear the way she talks about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has killed many Americans. She said you can hold your chest out. You can. When I think of America, huh? When I think of Al-Qaeda, I can hold my chest out. When she talked about the World Trade Center being knocked down, some people, you remember the famous some people. These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country. Now, you can say what you want, but get a list of all of the statements they've made. And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave. They can leave. And you know what? I'm sure that there'll be many people that won't miss them. But they have to love our country. They're Congress people. And I never used any names. But these are people. Quiet. These are people that if they don't like it here, they can leave. And I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will. One of them is polling at 8%. So when I hear people speaking about how wonderful Al-Qaeda is, when I hear people talking about some people with the World Trade Center, some people, no, not some people, much more than some people. When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy. Says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews. It's very simple.
All right. When we come back next hour, Joe Biggs is going to join us in about 30 minutes. He's going to go march, stand up to Antifa just peacefully. And so he got banned off Twitter for talking bad about these folks. And also, CNN won't decry it. Ilhan won't decry the firebombing and trying to blow up the facility and shooting at police. But the big news next hour is Peter Thiel gave that speech at a big conservative conference that Tucker Carlson was at. Well, Tucker Carlson hauled him into the studio last night. Very powerful interview we're going to air at the start of the next hour. He laid out that it's hidden in plain view that Communist China has openly said they're at war with us for years, that they infiltrated Google, and that Google is actively working against the United States. So this is a big, big deal, and Trump has tweeted about it. And so this is everything we've prayed for, everything we've known. They want to shoot their mouth off about, oh, you can't regulate a private company. You're a giant monopoly, bigger than AT&T was when we broke it up in the 1980s, and Microsoft was broken up. You're out of control. And you are working for the Chi-Coms and working against the American people and censoring Christians and conservatives and just doing all forms of evil. And so get ready to get your asses broken up. You were created by DARPA, and from what you came, you shall return. So America's on the move, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is in fuego, and thank Jesus Christ for that, and thank all of you, because InfoWars has been the detonator at the heart of this resistance. Now, that said, we are way behind this year on our budgetary plans to be able to expand. So at current levels, I'm not going to be able to expand. In fact, we're just barely in the black. And that's not the incentive to buy from us. You really should get our products because they're the very best supplements and water filters and air filtration and best durable food and just best Patriot apparel. Just all of it is great stuff. And my wife, again, has hip pain. She played tennis for decades. And she's taken painkillers for it before. She's done all this stuff. She goes, you know, regular turmeric barely works, but it says the milligrams are higher than Bodies, but Bodies, it works better. She goes, it works great. Like one pill's like five of the other turmeric. She goes, why is that? You ought to up the strength because it's already great. But I said, honey, you have to call it a food product, basically, okay? So ours is an extract. It's patented. It's the strongest curcuminoid. We have to go pay a company that has the patent. So it says it's just a moderate amount, but it's curcuminoid. It's a concentrate. You understand? So that's why it works so good. It'll blow you away. Works way better for me than stuff like Advil. 97% reviews, Bodies. All of it right now is massively, massively, massively discounted. I could get turmeric, you know, for $5 a bottle, but we spend a lot of money on this to get you the very strongest stuff out there. I could buy fish oil for $5, and we don't do it. We put some of our products have $50 of product in it, like DNA Force Plus. That's why it costs $100. Nobody puts that much really organic PQQ or CoQ10 in. They'll put some synthetic crap in it and sell it to you for $50. Doesn't even work. So we have the 1776 special running right now. It has to end today. New specials tomorrow. It's one of the biggest sales ever. All the apparel is 1776, the Betsy Ross flags, America's Back shirts, the Space Force shirts. These are great deals, but it takes a lot of sales at this level of deal for us to fund our operations. So please take action. America's coming back. Your investment in us is paying off, but we need your support now. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the amazing products.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The power of Isengard is at your command. Sauron, ruler of the earth. That's what old Hillary thought. But that's not the way it's going. Next segment. I'm going to lay out the best news in a long time. A long time. Listen to this guitar from Van Halen. Pretty stuff. Billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel believes Google should be investigated for treason. He accuses Google of working with the Chinese government. A great and brilliant guy who knows the subject better than anyone. The Trump administration will take a look. Who's been lobbying for that? It's been hiding in plain view. This audience, this operation has been the first and most powerful salvo in the entire operation. The globalists set China up. The CFR set them up to overtake us. And the fact that Trump and all of them are saying it means it's being accepted that we're going to deviate off that course of world government and sever the ties with the bloodthirsty Chi-Coms that killed five times what Hitler did. And that I believed and you believe that if we sold an idea of freedom versus slavery, people buy into it and it's happening. Good things are happening. But I was thinking this morning when I saw about flesh-eating bacteria spreading all over the U.S. from illegal aliens and how ICE is ordered to not even treat people and just get them in, that it's a as above, so below, as below, so above. The globalists are going to release a bioweapon. I think more than blowing up a nuclear reactor or maybe even nuking Trump. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I know they obviously got plans for things all the time going that they don't implement, but they've got their finger on the trigger, on the switches. But they're trying to crash the economy, and that could do it. And so, but they're losing control of the intelligence agencies right now, but I smell bio attack or a big, giant right-wing attack on some groups with a whole bunch of right-wing patsies and a huge false flag. And they don't want us there when they stage it being on air to have witnesses that'll go actually show what happened. That's what they're really scared of, because you can see what they're trying to shut down and what they're trying to condition people not to do is question mass attacks. It's why they said that I said nobody died at Parkland when I interviewed three of the young people there, and we had a young black listener on, forget his name, and CNN said, oh, Jones hired an actor. So see, what they say I do, they do. And of course, it turned out he was at the school and it really happened and the police stood down. And of course, now the police have been indicted, fired, lawsuits, you know, just for standing down. I mean, it's a huge criminal operation how they stood down, but it's Broward County. It's Hillary's county. They did it. And by doing it, they knew that lunatic was threatening to kill everybody. They protected him. He wasn't even in school then. And of course, they didn't get their story straight either. You know, Hogg said he was at home and then bicycled over and then said he was there during the shooting. I mean, something's going on, but I think people got killed. And so that whole fiasco didn't go the way they wanted it to. And so they don't want us on air when they pull their big one. But here's the good news. Aren't we all Alex Jones now? I mean, I come out and say maybe the Iranians did bomb the ships. They just attacked a British ship the other day and admitted they did, tried to take it over. The Brits just aimed guns at them and said, go ahead and try. But the Iranians are crazy. I mean, they could do something real. I'm not saying it wasn't staged. It probably was staged. My listeners went into conniption fits, and all over mainstream news, no one bought it. So see, I just was skeptical before everybody else. People aren't even listening to me so much as they already just don't believe any of this crap anymore. Yeah, you cut a man's tongue out, you don't prove him a liar, only that you're afraid of what he has to say. We'll be right back with unbelievably delicious news. Infowars.com. It's verboten. Spread that link. Stay with us.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's illusion. There's confusion in life.
Love can be seen as the answer.
But nobody bleeds.
But nobody bleeds for the dancer.
It goes on and on. On and on and on. Heaven and hell, my friends. All right, let's get into the huge, unbelievably important breaking news right now. There was a deal made by the Council on Foreign Relations, which is an international corporate crime syndicate, to parlay American exceptionalism and power and technology into China. And since the 70s, they've gone from 90%+ of the population not having running water or electricity to them having more electricity, more cars, more medicine, more weapons, more everything than us. And no human rights, no environmental standards. The rivers light on fire. No smokestack scrubbers. No controls. All the carbon taxes are for us to shut us down. They fund Hollywood. They own our debt. They own the big six production houses. They have Confucian societies at all the major universities. And Google openly moved there last year and told the Pentagon, we're not going to work with you on AI or any other projects. But they went to work directly for the Chinese government and the military for all of their programs because they believe in America hating. Because they were trained at the universities and set up by the globalist for this plan. Not just Dragonfly, not just censored search engines that the party's already been using for 4 years. Not just all the secret programs Google got caught in 2010 involved in. Obama greenlit all this, so there's this arrogance of the breakaway deep state that's accelerated since Trump got in, and the Chinese dictator, their president, went and met in Davos when Trump got elected and said, with Juncker, the Nazi heir, can't make this stuff up, beyond Marvel Comics, we'll defeat Trump, we'll crush America in a trade war. And Trump said, challenge accepted, we're kicking your ass. So the Rothschild Economist, all these publications are openly saying it's the Chinese century, America's done, we're going to defeat you, whatever happened to America, America's over. Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan all shoot their mouths off against the U.S. It's a world government, and America hidden in it. And so they've done this in plain view, and I went and confronted the Google head. I went after all these people and said, you are the traitors. You bet on the wrong country. And now, Peter Thiel was very clear in his speech that they're hidden in plain view. They work for the Chi-Coms. It's all admitted. He's a little more couched on Fox News. But billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel believes Google should be investigated for treason, the president says in a tweet. He accused Google of working with the Chinese government. Fox and Friends, and a great, brilliant guy who knows his subject better than anyone. The Trump administration will take a look. He was on, actually, Tucker Carlson last night. They re-aired it on Fox and Friends. I know. I was working out watching it this morning. And that means, folks, that this whole project they've been trying to keep Trump from knowing and the deep state's so scared of that they're all treasonous. You bring it out, they could all be arrested if Trump won it. Trump has all the cards now. A hand of Ace of Spades, 50 decks, 1,018 wheelers full of Ace of Spades. The enemy has no cards if he plays these. The whole New World Order project is espionage. The whole world government is treason. The whole globalist system is evil. And now we got Trump in. Instead of them kind of working with him but leaving him alone but co-opting, they tried to kill him. They tried to kill me. They tried to destroy you. Now it's real war. And I cannot tell you how delicious this is, like working in the fields for 50 eons and finally having that first bottle of wine from the grapes, and it's delicious. God's promise is coming through. It's beginning. Here's Peter Thiel, one of the biggest insiders, turning against the New World Order. He did it a long time ago, I was told, but this is the proof. This is so powerful. This is Bilderberg Insider torpedoing them from the inside. Here it is.
Peter Thiel co-founded PayPal. He was one of the very first investors in Facebook. If anyone knows a lot about big tech and its power and its potential dangers, it's Peter Thiel. So it means something when he warns that Google, the world's most powerful company, has become a threat to American national security. They may even have committed treason, he says. While speaking at the National Conservatism Conference in Washington yesterday, Thiel warned that Google may have been infiltrated by Chinese intelligence and ought to be subject to immediate investigation by the FBI and the CIA. We're happy to have Peter Thiel join us tonight. Peter, thanks a lot for coming on.
So, thanks for having me.
What did you mean when you said that?
Well, it was just in the form of a set of questions I asked where, you know, artificial intelligence is something people talk about nonstop in Silicon Valley, but they almost never talk about its dual use. If it's real, if this is a real thing, it obviously can also be used by the military. It'll be weaponized in all sorts of ways, and it's an important national security question as to who has it. There's this very peculiar background where Google is working with the Chinese communist government and not with the U.S. military. So the Project Maven decision was a decision not to work with AI with the U.S. military, but they're working with the communist Chinese. And so the question is, you know, from the outside is just what in the world is going on there? And I sort of suggested a few different possibilities, but I think, you know, it's been they've described it as a Manhattan Project for AI. And so if you go around broadcasting that you're building the Manhattan Project for AI, I would think this naturally would draw the attention of foreign intelligence agencies. I think the Chinese are competent enough that the Ministry of State Security is likely to have infiltrated Google. And then I think the Google management has sort of a decision of either letting the software go out the front door or figuring it'll get stolen anyway and go out the back door.
When you say you believe that Chinese state security is likely to have infiltrated Google, what does that
mean? If you say you're building a Manhattan Project for AI, don't you think that would attract the interest of foreign intelligence agencies?
Yes.
This is just hidden in plain sight, I think there are sort of all these ways that Chinese nationals are engaged in espionage in the U.S. It's understandable that China is doing that. They see themselves in a very serious competition with the U.S. But we're not particularly on our guard about it. And if you have sort of a series of super futuristic tech projects that you broadcast to the whole world, it's at least a suspicion. And then the weird fact that's indisputable is that Google is working with Communist China, but not with the U.S. military on its breakthrough
and
AI technology.
Why is that?
Well, that's the question. I mean, I think one explanation is they figure they have to because if they don't give it to them through the front door, it'll get stolen through the back door. So first answer is they have to. And then I think, of course, there's probably, a broad base of Google employees that are, ideologically super left-wing, sort of woke, and think that China's better than the U.S. or that the U.S. is worse than China. It's always more anti-American than anything.
But this is, by definition, a threat to American national security, as you point out. So if Sundar Pichai was sitting right here, what would you say to him?
Well, I would say, answer my three questions. How many foreign intelligence agencies have infiltrated Google? Have the Chinese in particular infiltrated? And why are you working with Communist China, not the U.S.? What is the reason you're doing
that? Why do you think the questions you raise, and this is not in any way to minimize their importance, are kind of obvious questions? Why hasn't the U.S. government ascertained the answers?
Well, it's possible that there are people in the U.S. government looking into it and they haven't told us. But I think the FBI and CIA would be the natural places to look into it. The FBI would look at it from the domestic side. The CIA would look at it from the outside in and, would try to look at seeing if from the outside there are people, controlling people inside Google or
so. As someone
like that.
Who's, this is almost rhetorical, but as someone who's built a lot of companies, as you have, do you think it would have been possible to create, to incubate and grow a company like Google in China?
I think the U.S. is still better at innovation and at starting things, but it certainly can be copied and replicated.
Right.
And something like this is true of all the breakthrough technologies we have. Most of them are still originating and developing in the West, but they don't give us much of an advantage if they get transferred, in a matter of a few years, if not a matter of months.
So I have to ask you, I assume you're watching the Democratic.
But again, the deal was already made. Now America's breaking the fraudulent deal. That's the big secret that you're not being told. We have all the ace cards of their treason. That's the key. When you make a deal with China, they only let you work with them. Google and Apple officially have moved to China, and they're going down. Tim Cook's going down.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption, from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
When I pointed out that the globalists had sold out America to China and openly written hundreds of books, and I mean hundreds, celebrating the Chinese communist century, moving their families, their funds there, you move there, you sign your company over to them, they give you tax exemption, you can like murder your gardener if you want and don't get in trouble. I mean, it's just lawlessness by the elite over there. I knew that if we exposed that and went after big tech, they would get me banned quicker than running around in traffic will get you killed. But we did it, ladies and gentlemen, and now it's popularized, and now there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. It's like setting fire to an old barn. full of kerosene, soaked in gasoline. So this is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, with Peter Thiel and all the rest of it coming out saying go after Google for espionage. Apple's even in bed worse. I wanted to hide it in plain view, though. Oh, the Apple code keys last March 2018. Oh, well, when you're state run, you give your code keys. You give the Apple code keys to everybody's Apple phones and all their devices to the government. Yeah. No, we're based here now. That was in Reuters. And I'm like, folks, it's moving faster than I thought. This is treason. If Trump just goes after him, most of these Democrat officials are on the payroll, a lot of Republicans too. Let's just get the pain over with and let's expose it and let's arrest their asses and give them trials and then hang them till their frickin' necks break. And I told people I'm not a bloodthirsty person, but I won't call for something I won't carry out. After they're convicted, you need somebody to kick the levers? I won't wear a black mask up there. I'll go up there and I will kick those levers to those hangman nooses, and I'll drop those floors out from under these people, and I'll sit there and watch them crap their britches while their legs shake and they freaking die. You understand? Because the Chinese, ladies and gentlemen, have killed 5 times what Hitler did. And we took those damn Nazis and we hung them by their damn necks till they were dead. So I'm not a person that likes violence, but I'm telling you something, and we're not going to preemptively do it. We're not going to offensively do it. I'm saying when the heads of Google and Facebook and all and Apple especially get caught helping run slave camps like Apple does, helping round people up, these are Nazis. We need Nuremberg trials, and we need to be sent to prison, bare minimum. Now, you wonder why they're so desperate and why Facebook's announcing all these plans for insurrection and killing conservatives and why they're trying to test it with that million-person army that's going to overtake Area 51. That's not a joke. That's a test. Facebook was built to overthrow countries. Talked to Joe Biggs, former InfoWars reporter, liaison reporter, does a great job. He's been banned off Twitter everywhere for saying that they're going to go out and protest Antifa, who just did a firebombing. We're going to go to him in a moment for the rest of the hour. But first, did they put his Twitter back up? They just put it up. Oh, he has a new account. Wow, that's great news. But first, let's go ahead and go to this clip here of AOC refuses to condemn Antifa terror attack on ICE facility. Think about that. And then we'll play the clip from the press conference last night because it just shows what terrorists these people are. Here it is.
Will you condemn Antifa for the attack in Washington?
We'll be making statements.
It's easy to condemn a terrorist attack. Will you be condemning Antifa? They firebombed an American facility. Will you condemn them?
Excuse us, we have to get to the minute.
Will you be condemning them? Do you feel like you have some responsibility in the attack with your rhetoric about concentration camps? Are you responsible? Do you feel ashamed?
So, this individual who firebombed and tried to shoot the police and all the rest of it, Willem Van Spornsen, was profiled by CNN. They did a fundraiser for him, and now none of them will decry it. I have a whole stack of news here we'll cover next segment where they're actually being endorsed as heroes by the founder of Black Lives Matter. I mean, this is just cuckoo land. Randomly just go to some ICE place and try to kill people and you're a hero. It shows how nuts these people are. Joe Biggs, you've got your demonstration coming up in a month exactly that got you banned. But, I mean, this just vindicates everything you've been talking about, I've been talking about, where these people have escalated things and now it's being green-lighted again. Where do you think this is going?
This is insanity. I mean, this is a domestic terrorist organization and we need to treat it as such. I mean, we have White House petitions that are out right now asking the president to label Antifa, a domestic terrorist organization. You know, we hear these terms and services being used all the time on these social media accounts and these platforms where they say, oh, if we say certain things, or if we promote violence, if we speak about violence, and how we conduct ourselves outside of these platforms, like in our everyday life, that can affect us being banned or not. Well, you see Antifa actually talking about committing violence. They're actually sharing recipes to build chemicals that will burn you, and they're actually going out and beating people, firebombing and attacking individuals and committing acts of terrorism, and nothing's happening to them. They're able to communicate freely on the internet and nothing's being going on. You've got a guy that works for CNN and a host on Netflix, Kamala Ball, whatever the hell his name is. I posted stuff about him yesterday with an Antifa flag and his banner on Twitter. This is insanity. You need to have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who are further fanning the flames and then adding to this the violence. This is what they want. It's communism, plain and simple. They want to stoke fear in the hearts of Americans, and that's why we're going to have this rally August 17th in Portland. We're going to stand toe-to-toe with these individuals and let them know that this is a nation of laws. You're not going to sit here. Your threats aren't going to scare me. You're not going to deter me from standing in any city in this country. I've fought for this country. I die for this country, and I'm still going to take the fight to the enemy.
You know, Joe, I have a White House petition we're going to be announcing. You know, I called Paul before Trump ever put these tweets out. Paul remembers it Saturday morning. I said, we should do a White House petition. I was going to have him write it. I kind of did it as a voice memo. But an American citizen has to put it up, and I was going to put it up and say that Trump needs to call for the deportation of Ilhan Omar because she fraudulently came here, married her brother, and all the fraud. And of course, it's a stunt, but I'm just glad that Trump's metaphysically on the same page. I'm trying today to put it out, you know, a day late, a dollar short, but it doesn't matter because it just illustrates how frothing and just anti-American these people are. And it's a good point. If you hate it so damn much and make arrogant statements like you're going to teach us how to behave and teach us how to be good Americans, then just get out. I mean, don't they get the political correctness has worn thin here, Joe?
The last person that needs to tell me how to behave is Brother Lover. Ilhan Omar has no place talking about this whatsoever. It's extremely hilarious, especially coming from the place where she comes from, Somalia, which is one of the biggest, let's be honest, shitholes there is in the world. The place is a dump. Until you can clean your own mess up, don't come over here and tell us how to do all.
Exactly. You know? Until you know how to wipe your big old stinky butt, don't tell us how to wipe ours. Or as Christ said, until you can get the beam out of your eye, don't know about the speck in mine. Joe Biggs, stay there. Let's talk more about where all this is going and so much more on the other side. And I'll play that clip of their press conference yesterday. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs, our guest, going right back to him. Tlaib, another one of the little Islamicists. She's up there in burnout Detroit, feeding off what's left. She says, we're going to impeach the mother effer, but Trump can't talk back to her. He's just the president. He's just shut his dirty American mouth.
And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And no. I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother.
Any criticism of Trump because he's white is racist. Any criticism of her because she's Palestinian is racist. No. It's called big boy world. You're in Congress. Oh, but Trump can't talk back to her. We're going to go to these clips and go to Joe Biggs. But first, this is the last day of the 1776 worldwide sale. It's 1776 on all the ball caps, on all the T-shirts, on the Betsy Ross flag shirt limited edition that we're now into a new edition of because that was limited edition, but it looks just as good as the last one. That's the Space Force shirt. That's Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2. Even though that's literally selling out, I think, today, too. Ultra 12, double the methylcobalamin of Secret 12, amazing. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Super Silver Wound Gel. I want to explain something. This is the one company out of Denver has the strongest over-the-counter silver allowed. You put on pre-surgery or pre-areas we're going to be around things or after. You can't ingest it, though. It's super powerful, folks, super toxic. Let me tell you, there's nothing it doesn't knock out. We are the only people licensed to make it or licensed to buy it from them. We call it Super Silver Wound Gel. It sells for $40 in stores. Hospitals use it. We have to pay them basically what we're selling it for. Okay. So that deal was a mistake to even do. That deal loses money. Super Silver Wound Gel, 1776. Ultimate Bone Broth, because that's over-the-counter FDA approved, that product, by the way. I should make a bigger deal out of that. Living Defense. Immune Wall, Lung Cleanse, Happies. It's a big sleeper product you should check out. by Sleeper. I mean, we never talk about it enough. It's really a big hit. Winter Sun Plus, Icarin for your kidneys and liver, Bio-PCA, Floralife Probiotic, Gut Fusion, all shirts, hats, $17.76. The whole thing is 75 to 25% off. One of the biggest sales ever ends today. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Going back to Joe Biggs at endantifa.com. He's got his White House petition, also Twitter at JigsBo, till they ban that, and Instagram at SSGBiggs. But getting back to what I was saying, here is the four horsemen of the Democratic apocalypse, Ilhan and AOC and others refusing to condemn the terrorist attack that's now being praised by Black Lives Matter. CNN actually sponsored the guy. You can't make this up. So here is that report from the press conference.
Respond to some of the president's specific claims, most notably that you're a communist and that you're pro Al Qaeda.
You might have noticed how when he said go back to where you came from, there was an uproar through all of our communities, because every single person who's brown and black at some point in their life in this country heard that. Now, when he made the comment, I know that every single Muslim who has lived in this country
and who has run slave trade of black people
has heard that comment. And so I will not dignify it with an answer, because
now, that's her refusing to decry Al-Qaeda or ISIS, which she represented in court, we now learn, Infowars.com. Let's go to the clip I was mentioning, though. Here's a clip of them about the firebomber.
Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? It's easy to condemn terrorism. Will you condemn it?
Is it clear?
Antifa firebombed a facility in Tacoma over the weekend. It's an ICE facility. Will you condemn them for that? I mean, firebombing a concentration camp is kind of a laudable thing. If it actually is a concentration camp, you must be happy that they did it, no? Are you pleased? Should more people do it? It's easy to say no.
Here, I think this is it.
It's really easy to say no.
Now, we also have them at the press conference doing the same thing. I mean, Joe Biggs, this is crazy. We have the founder of Black Lives Matter, that's another racial Dozell white guy, literally, saying this was beautiful, and what the man did was beautiful, just randomly trying to kill people at an ICE facility when people are flooding in and they're dumping 90% on the street. They just process them to make sure child molesters and murderers go back to wherever. I mean, it's just a giant hoax. Where do you think it's all going?
It's going somewhere. I mean, it's going to get to a point where, you know, something's going to have to happen. You know, there's going to be some action, in a sense, you know, and I'm hoping it's not going to be this event in August. But look, you know, this is why it's important for every American out there. Look, I'm sick and tired of this. You know, and if the president's watching right now, you should be able to hear this as well. We've got petitions being signed right now by Americans. We're sick and tired of this masked domestic terrorist group running around attacking innocent people, going after journalists, going after people that are in small groups with larger groups, beating them with batons into the ground where they have brain bleeds. There's a serious threat that is happening. Communism is on the rise in America, and people just don't really seem to care. Too many Americans right now are sitting on their butts day in and day out complaining about the future of this country, but they don't have the motivation. They don't have what it takes to get off their ass and actually go do something. That's why myself and other individuals are going out there. If what you're seeing on TV is pissing you off, you need to get off your butt on August 17th. You need to be in Portland, Oregon. You need to stand with the 3%ers. You need to stand with the Oath Keepers. You need to stand with the Proud Boys. You need to stand off with every pissed off American who's sick and tired of turning on the news and watching these masked communists go in and take over cities. In Portland, the mayor is complicit in these attacks. The police are standing down and not doing a damn thing while Americans are being attacked. You've taken an oath. Now it's time to uphold that oath. And if you don't do it, we the people will step in and we'll stand toe to toe with this evil that is coming around the corner right now. This is what it is, though. This is a battle of good versus evil. And we want the president to see this. We want the president to understand, hey, Our support of you is getting us called a Nazi. Our support of you is getting us kicked off social media, which for many of us is how we have learned to make a living. Many of us don't have regular jobs. We do videos, we do things like that, and we're having it all taken down. My website, taken down. Laura Loomer, completely deplatformed. You, Alex Jones, deplatformed. You know, we need Americans to stand up because the left's doing it. The left's out there openly being radical. The left is openly calling for violence and committing acts of violence. And then we have individuals who are elected. Look at Keith Ellison in Minnesota. You have these other individuals like Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who won't even condemn these acts of violence. But meanwhile, one thing, Charlottesville, oh, every day for freaking months straight. Oh, President.
Exactly. That's how they operate. Stay right there. We got to go to break. But here's my statement. I'm going to ask this question. When we come back, I want to get your answer. Joe Biggs, you were on with us a week ago today, and you were talking about how you were going to go to the event coming up in Portland to say no to these bullies and these terrorists. And you pointed out if they can throw acid on people's faces, if they can beat them over the head with crowbars, they can almost kill people and the media covers it up or defends it, what's coming next? Well, now we know shootings and firebombings and Black Lives Matter founder and CNN and others are now defending it. And the group of four, the gang, the squad, the four horsemen, the Democratic apocalypse, they won't decry it. It really illustrates to everybody just how radicalized. So I'll ask this question as we go to break. If it's acid attacks and crowbars a week ago, then a week later it is guns and firebombs and everyone praising the shooter and the firebomber. What is CNN going to do when there's 50 attacks and a bunch of cops killed at a station? Well, kind of like they did when cops were getting killed by Black Lives Matter. They're going to defend it. Just like when Congressman Scalise got shot and CNN and Wolf Blitzer, I played the clip, said the guy was a hero. Well, what's Wolf Blitzer going to do if somebody puts a 45 in his head and blows his head off? I'm not saying do that, but you guys are starting to fight. Your little chicken neck leftist asses cannot win. You're writing checks with your mouths that your back can't pay for. Ted Cruz, the story's up on Infowars.com with the video. It needs to be spread like penicillin into a gangrene body. Cruz, Google uses monopoly powers to silence voices they don't like and lays out the three-part plan that I had a major law firm send to the White House and to every U.S. senator 6-7 months ago. Not bragging. We're in a climate where action gets results. The Democrats know we're taking the country back, so they want a civil war now. We're going to play some of that video in a moment. Also, Bankrun, Deutsche Bank clients are pulling $1 billion a day. That's very, very interesting and troubling. San Francisco planning safe parking lot for homeless. Muslims called a prayer broadcast publicly in New York. That's up on Infowars.com. Medical journals suppressing vaccine studies. So now they're not just suppressing consumer reviews that, hey, my daughter took Gardasil and died. Can't say that. Shut your mouth, consumer. No, now major studies about how they don't help you and how they're hurting you. Well, that's not allowed. A lot of serious stuff. Going back to Joe Biggs. Joe, I asked the question. You heard it. Some just joined us. If you were on like a week ago about the acid attacks and the steel bars over the heads and just attacking peaceful people, and then you were going to go out to Portland and just do a report on it and stand up to it, you weren't going to be offensive, but you were going to go out there and defend people's rights to march coming up next month on the 17th. And so you got banned off Twitter. That's why we had you on. And I remember you were talking about what's coming next. I mean, if the media is endorsing this and saying this is good, what are they going to do next? Well, now we've seen what comes next, the firebombing, the shooting in Washington. And I'll show some articles as you speak of people worshiping him, not just little fringe groups, but mainline Antifa, mainline groups on Twitter, on Facebook, and Facebook is boosting it. Facebook is promoting it. Facebook put out terms of service last week saying you can promote the murder of anyone listed as dangerous. Well, there's only 8 people listed as that, and I'm one of them. Now, they backed off on that, but it looks like they're not going to give up to us and Trump. It looks like they're planning to go full revolutionary war, which is what Facebook was designed for. Facebook pushed the Arab Spring. Where do you see this going? What comes next?
Well, right now, I believe this is a psyop. It's a scare tactic to stoke enough fear into an individual, possibly on our side or the other side, to do something extremely crazy. And that's why cooler heads need to prevail. In this march we're going to have on August 17th, myself, Enrique, Adriana, Rufio, Jason, all my guys, that we've been planning this. We've really talked about security, how we're going to deal with this, what the optics are going to look like, the kind of people we want around us. I've been watching videos of how they attack people with Antifa. And you're seeing a lot of these insurgent-style attacks that you're doing that you would see in the Middle East. What we have to do is we have to go in there with the right mindset. You got to be cool and calm. Everyone needs to bring medical gear and things like that. But if we go in there with enough people, we will scare them senseless. They're not even going to show up. Or they could show up, and you'll see either the police do their job and harass us or completely stand down because they want some kind of video footage they can use that they can turn into something where we attacked first, but that's not going to be the case. My guys know that that's not the way that we're going to do things. Enrique has spoken with all his men. I've spoken with all the groups that are involved that have reached out to us. That kind of stuff is not going to happen. We're going out there as a show of force, as pissed off Americans. If they throw the first punch, then yeah, we're going to, do what we got to do. But these guys are looking to stoke fear. And that's the thing, though, because right-wingers are so freaking scared all the time. So many people back out of these events. Oh, but there's a threat of Antifa violence. Well, yeah, of course, because they don't want you to be there. They don't want you to hear the message that we have. They don't want you to hear what we have to say, because what we have to say resonates better than what the left has right now. What the left has to say right now is so lame and boring that they have to bring in people from other countries just so they can get the freaking votes. That's what they're scared about. Stop listening to these threats. Who gives a flying crap? If you love this country, get out there. If you don't want acid in your face, wear a face mask. If you don't want to, bleed out or anything like that, we'll bring an individual first aid kit. But come out there. It's gotten to the point where either you're going to make a stand or you're going to idly sit by and be complicit in these attacks while our country's being taken over by communist bastards. And I'm sick and tired of it. I want to see thousands of people in August pissed off, sitting there shoulder to shoulder with me. I want every single person on my side holding an American flag. I want us to outnumber them. I want us to put so much fear in their hearts they never even think about holding another Antifa rally, that they get scared at the thought of putting on a black mask over their face. I want them to go back into their mom's basements and cry and eat freaking Cheetos all day. That's what we have to do. We have to be pissed off. Enough is enough. It's not going to get any better if we sit around all the time. But they're threatening to throw milkshakes at me. Well, guess what? Sometimes you got to get dirty. Bring a shield. Do something. But the fight has come, and it's time to make a stand. Are you going to be a coward? Are you going to stand up and do the right damn thing? So get out there. I want to see everyone out there August 17th. This is important.
Joe, I'm glad to hear you so fired up. We'll have you back on and track all this as it unfolds.
We're going to be releasing the information of where it's going to be, how we're doing this next week.
All right. God bless you, Joe. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. We have several guests joining us next hour, and I've got so much to get to I haven't gotten to, and so much is breaking. Believe me, you're going to want to go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Because there's so much critical, huge things happening where it's just breaking too fast to even cover all of it. I want to direct folks right now to a very important story that could change the course of the country and the world. Just like I've openly said on air that we could expose that Google and Apple have sold out to the Chinese communist government. These are U.S. companies, and we could easily take back control of them from the Chi-Coms if we educate Congress, the military, and the Pentagon. Now, the truth is the CFR at the management level had already transferred this and had already allowed all of this. So, this is the same situation right now. If you take action, if you get involved, this is the type of thing that's based in total reality and that will totally expose these individuals. Now, let's go ahead and get to this article that has a link to it that we're going to click on for TV viewers. Flashback, Ilhan Omar begs judge to show mercy to ISIS terrorists. She said they were heroes, that they shouldn't go to jail, that they're great people. That article is on Infowars.com. And here's the article I want to put on screen, and I want to link to so listeners and viewers see it, to the White House petition that we just posted, that I tried to get posted this weekend. We didn't post it. It's okay. Better late than never. Conduct an immediate congressional investigation into Representative Ilhan Omar. And we're calling for the White House and the president to look at this and to call for this. A new petition uploaded to the WhiteHouse.gov site is demanding an immediate congressional investigation. Representative Ilhan Omar, President Trump is currently engaged in a war of rhetoric with Omar and three other congresswomen after he asked, why don't they go back to help fix their totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? The petition is titled Conduct an Immediate Congressional Investigation of Representative Ilhan Omar and reads as follows. We ask the president to initiate a congressional investigation into Representative Ilhan Omar's background to determine if she could face expulsion from Congress. Representative Omar's oath of loyalty to the United States of America is in serious doubt. Omar made light of September 11th terror attack by referring to the atrocity as some people did something. Omar was recorded laughing about and making light of Islamic terrorism and the Al-Qaeda threat. Omar refused to condemn the terrorist attack by self-described Antifa member who tried to firebomb the ICE facility in Washington State. He did firebomb it. Omar also defended jihadists in her state with close ties to ISIS, saying they chose and should get lighter punishments because they were political heroes. There are also severe allegations concerning the question of whether Omar married her own brother and fraudulently came to the United States. Article 1, Section 5 of the United States Constitution details the measures necessary to initiate an expulsion of a sitting member of Congress, which requires the concurrence of two-thirds of the members. Earlier today, it was revealed that the House will pass a resolution condemning Trump's racist tweets, they claim. Those tweets were not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body, Trump went on to say. Republicans should act now and stop acting weak, and Ilhan Omar should be shipped back to Somalia.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, joining us is Vox Day syndicated columnist, publisher, filmmaker, for the next 30 minutes, and then in studio before she goes back to Ohio, Caitlin Bennett's going to be here. She's got insane videos, man, of leftist Austinites, just next-level goblin behavior. We've got so much more to get to. Mark Dice ran into one of the fakest journalists out there, Jim Acosta, and he just belittled him, like, who are you? You're nobody. You're in your mommy's basement. Mark Dice always gets it wrong. Mark Dice's average video has about 500,000 views. The top CNN shows have 1 million. Most of shows 100,000. So they have billions of dollars, and Mark's bigger. And Mark's always like, well, I'm a third as big as your average show. He keeps going, mother's basement, mommy's kitchen. It's like, dude, Mark Dice is self-made. You're this little nobody whose book sold 1,000 copies. But it just shows their arrogance. Vox Day comes on because he's been celebrating Trump coming out and breaking the conditioning of the left that we can't ever say no to them when they're calling us racist and concentration camp guards and white people are inherently evil. And just to watch all these other cowardly Republicans groveling, like, oh, it's too extreme, all trying to virtue signal to the media so they get left alone. When's the day, Vox, they finally wake up to the facade, the mirage the house of cards, the illusion, the trance, the spell, the projection, the hologram, the smoke and mirrors, the delusion, the hallucination, the psychosis, the dream state, the suboid slave mentality, and finally act like Americans again.
When the narrative stops working, we're already seeing signs of that, because if you look at the constant narrative here has been that Trump is disgusting. These tweets are racist and disgusting and so forth. And yet the approval ratings haven't moved one little bit. And what that means is that Trump is correct. A lot of people agree with him. You know, if you were to survey the people of Minnesota, where I grew up, they would absolutely agree that the bigamist Congresswoman Omar should go back to Somalia. Yeah, there's no question. You know, being born in the United States, which in her actual case she wasn't, but being born in the United States doesn't make anyone an American any more than being born in a manger made Jesus Christ a cow. And the idea that the dirt is magic, the idea that geography determines genetics and nationality, it is an absolute lie that literally every major thinker dating back to the Chinese sages would have laughed at. And so we're living in this clown world right now where up is down and black is white and man can be woman and vice versa. But reality is going to win out in the end.
Wait a minute. Men can't be women. I can't have a baby. Bill Nye, the science guy, said I could that my lower intestine could create a baby.
I have better scientific credentials than Bill Nye, the science guy. I actually have a Bachelor of Science degree. I don't think he even has
that. Sounds like a conspiracy theory. Are you telling me my lower intestine can't create another human?
Well, I suppose we could clone it from the cells, but yeah, I think you'd have a tough time of it without...
Okay, that's enough of your backwards racist crap. Everybody knows that I give birth to babies every morning. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, the thing that's important to understand is that the media has been enforcing a narrative for about 50 or 60 years with regards to nationalism. And they started redefining America as a nation of immigrants, an idea nation, a proposition nation. But all of this is entirely false. I mean, if you simply look at the Declaration of Independence, who were we declaring independence from? Were we declaring independence from, you know, the Maharaja of India, of the principalities of Germany? No, of course not. And so if you look at the history, it's very clear that it's not what they tell us it is.
Let's talk about it in 60 seconds with Vox Day. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Vox Day is a syndicated columnist way back from the World End Daily days, and he's a best-selling author. We carry also his new comic book section that's politically incorrect. Always sells out. We've got him at InfoWarsStore.com. So Vox, recapping, some stations don't care that last segment. I think it's a total win, Trump calling out the Gang of Four, the Squad. They will be the four horsemen of the Democratic Party's apocalypse if we accept calling them out. When they say we're running concentration camps and we're killing children and people are drinking out of toilets and Trump's a Nazi and all this crap. I mean, Somalia, as you know, historically, a lot of folks don't know, was the hub of the Arab slave trade out of Africa. That's why Ilhan is an Arab. Ilhan is a ruling class. They're very racist there. The Arabs call blacks names I won't quote out of the Quran here, but they kidnapped Ethiopians and Kenyans for over 1,000 years. And taught the West about the transatlantic slave trade. And so to have her shooting her mouth off constantly, this is what we need, is to stop bowing. There's a clip I'm going to play in a moment, but I want you to talk about this first, of a Fox 10 reporter. She's an Emmy Award winner, and they're telling her before they go live, and somebody's videotaping it, hey, you can't have a Parler website. That's something Trump's promoting, a little, you know, system like Twitter or Facebook, but not as controlled.
And she's, and they said, well, you might get called an extremist, so get rid of it. Hell, you might get called a seven-headed goblin. This whole thing of, oh, someone might call, just don't ever get challenged. And once it's ban Alex Jones, and the next it's ban sliced bread. I mean, it's the way they break us, the way they intimidate us, where then some woman who undoubtedly her ancestors ran slaves. I mean, that's all Libya is, as you know. Since the Muslims took it over again, the radical Islamists, they killed all the blacks there. Gaddafi was pretty much a good guy. He wasn't a racist. But under radical Orthodox Islam, you might explain to people that folks are absolute slaves of their black and are inherently evil, according to Islam, and that the Horn of Africa and Somalia, again, is nothing but fortresses and slave auction pits and ships to ship blacks all the way to Southern Pacific Ocean. Again, people don't type in a map of Islam worldwide, folks. Look at it. For over 1,000 years, it's been as far as you can go in the Pacific Ocean. So again, there's black genetics all over the Pacific because they were shipped there. But Ilhan sits there lecturing us because we've been inflicted with this white guilt and Western hate when it was England, as you point out, that banned the damn practice and went to war with the Barbary pirates and went to war with the Somalis to finally end their slave trade.
Well, I think, honestly, it's a bit of a mistake to try to compete to be considered anti-racist, because in the long run, that's totally irrelevant. What matters is the fact that the great movement of peoples is always heavily associated with war. And for those who are concerned that, you know, Trump is an extremist and putting people in concentration camps and is a Nazi and all that sort of thing, they had better embrace and accept, endorse and support his boomer civic nationalism, because they're really going to like what comes after that a lot less, whether it's from the left or from the right, because the history of human migration has always been accompanied by large-scale war and balkanization. And Trump recognizes this, and he's attempting to get in the way of it. And
oh, that's right. He's doing everybody a favor. Because if we go a socialist model, describe that versus a fascist model, which he'll probably go towards. I mean, if they really want right-wing fascism, they're conjuring it.
Oh, I think it's well beyond what's on the table is probably well beyond fascism or national socialism. And keep in mind, you know, what they have in China right now is something that is, we would probably consider akin to social nationalism, kind of the reverse of national socialism. And so the world is moving very aggressively against the neoliberalism of the last 50 years. The other countries around the world, both in Europe and Asia, are looking at the Chinese model and the Russian model, and they're seeing that it works a lot better.
That's right. So there's a total realignment against the fake neoliberal crap.
Exactly. And it's in the banking system, where the Russian competitor to SWIFT is rapidly gaining adherence. The Chinese Silk Road is actually, their trading program is actually running well ahead of schedule. And, you know, the leaders that they have are very strongly nationalist, but they're also very strongly anti-corrupt. And so when you've got leaders like Putin and you've got leaders like Xi, they really give those countries an advantage. And both of those countries are, Russia's much more civic nationalist, China's much more pure nationalist, but in both cases, they're unapologetically so, and that gives them a huge advantage over the United States, where you have this seething pot of competing nationalist interests. You know, there's,
so what you're saying is we should be thanking our lucky stars. Trump is exactly what we needed. And if we reject this civic populist nationalism, we're insane.
Well, I do think that if we reject it, we're insane. I think that although Donald Trump is the best president that the United States has had since Andrew Jackson, the degree of difficulty of the situation he's facing is such that I'm a little skeptical that he's going to be able to pull it off.
Sure, you're saying America basically has cultural gangrene and is so far gone that even if he's the best doctor ever, he may not be able to bring us back.
That's correct. But the fact that he's willing to take on these issues publicly, the fact that he's willing to take the media's Overton window and smash it completely with regards to the fact that these women are not Americans and do not belong there. Again, they're U.S. citizens, but they're not Americans by any definition.
They're an enemy within. All they do is say they hate the country.
Precisely. And so there's going to be, you know, if those women were running the country, you would see an absolute nightmare. You would see balkanization and war on a scale that would make the former Yugoslavia look like nothing. And so what Trump is doing, whether you like his manners or not, he is the best hope for the United States of America, even if you're a Democrat. And what he's done is politically brilliant, because he's pointing out to the entire spectrum of U.S. citizens that what the direction that the Democrats are moving in is an absolute nightmare for everyone.
I think they're uncloaking. I mean, you're right. They're moving in that direction politically, but they've been this way a while.
Well, they've been this way a while, but it didn't. Those crazy factions didn't used to be in charge. Now Pelosi, you know, she's what, you know, 137 years old. She's going to be out of the picture soon, and that's what's going to be running the Democratic Party. That's what's going to be running the left, and you're seeing this gradual transition into identity politics and pure racial politics, where the Republican Party essentially becomes a de facto white party. And they're making it that way, and
I'm sure you saw the cartoon graphic that shows Pelosi paving the way to their globalist dream, and they're running over the wet cement. Why are they throwing Biden and her under the bus? I mean, they're so piranha-like that even their mommies and daddies, they're consuming.
Well, because they have no interest in catering to people that they see as, you know, old white people. They don't distinguish between Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump. You know, to them, they're all white nationalists. They're all white supremacists. And this goes to the truth of what you were saying. Pay no attention to the names you're called, because they're going to call you those names no matter what you are, no matter what your position is. You are just a rival competing identity to them, and therefore the enemy.
This has gone to gang warfare, like Crips and Bloods. They're all black, but red and blue. They're killing each other. Instead of embracing freedom and embracing free market, embracing America, give up the birthright, racial-based politics. It's insane.
Well, it's insane, but it's inevitable. You know, the brilliant founder of Singapore once said that all multicultural politics are based on race and religion. And Lee Kuan Yew definitely knew what he was talking about.
No, he was right. And sure, it's insane if you have the Christian ethos and believe in ideas, but we're just going back to the barbarousness that the world runs on. And that's fine. The left wants to play the barbarous game. We know how to play that, too. Vox Day's our guest. One more segment with him, then Caitlin Bennett in studio, and so much more. This broadcast is critical.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he.
One last breath from
the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Better raise your ears. Dave Mustaine wrote this song. Lock up your wife and children now. Now you've got some company. Horsemen are drawing nearer. Let our steeds they ride. They come to take your life. Onto the dead of night. You see the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate and die! Yeah! All right, getting back to Vox Day. A lot of people ask us, they go, you know, wow, InfoWars, why do they hate it so much? Because it's not just a countervailing narrative. It's a narrative based in historical, real ideas with real researchers and people that know what they're talking about. And so you'll tune into something here 5 years ago, and today it's mainstream news that Google and Apple are Chi-Com agents, or that there's a plan to totally betray the West, because we're not just making this stuff up. But what happened is the CFR, the neo-libs, they bought into a post-American century, but believed they were going to parlay it and actually captain China and the EU and manage it. China sucked them in. China's ignoring them. So that's when you saw Obama's pivot. Obama had already told Google to move to China. He'd already screwed America over. But then the CFR got screwed by the Chi-Coms about 6 years ago. And so now they still have all their America haters in charge. They still have the transfer happening. And they hate America, but they also hate China. So they don't know what to do now. And that's where Trump's come in to the middle of this. And where America has a fighting chance. But I think with Peter Thiel and others coming out about Google and the Chi-Com sellout and Apple and the rest of it, I think that shows that reality is about to be announced. And I saw Ted Cruz. He was on saying, oh, we're going to break up Google. So we've gone from maybe we'll look at it a month ago to it's going to be broken up, Vox. I think the political establishment in America finally figured out that all this leftist parlay, world government, kumbaya stuff was always BS from the beginning. What do you think?
I think it was always BS from the beginning. I don't think that most of us realized how bad it was. I don't think that we realized that, you know, the whole globo, neo-clown, neoliberalism thing. I don't think that we realized that there was also at least an element of it that involved satanic pedophiles and so forth. But now that Jeffrey Epstein's been arrested, now that the connections are being made in Israel to people like Ehud Barak and in the States to a lot of different Hollywood celebrities and some various, shall we say, celebrity CEOs and so forth, there's a lot that is coming out. Now, I know that you know, you're skeptical about some of the conspiracy stuff. And frankly, you know, I have no idea what is real and what is not. But the fact of the matter is that even if you were an absolute tin hat or tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist who, you know, was concerned about aliens 20 years ago, your perspective has turned out to be much more accurate than the mainstream news. There's nothing less reliable than the mainstream perspective. In many ways, we don't know what is true. We don't know what the official, we don't know what is true. We don't know what the real situation is.
Well, that's what I said in court. And then they said that I said I had psychosis. I said it's almost like a form of psychosis, group psychosis. When we're being lied to about everything, then you don't even know what's real anymore. And then it becomes like you don't know what's real. That's it, like insanity.
Well, that's why Twitter was actually banning people saying honk, honk, because that was a meme about the fact that the media presentation is clown world. It's false. It's not real. Literally everything is backwards and upside down. It's like Stranger Things. The media is the upside down. And so people are gradually beginning to understand that. They're gradually beginning to understand that, you know, even someone like me, I always looked at all politics as being fundamentally Plato versus Aristotle. But what I've now realized is that it's even deeper than that. And it's all fundamentally at Jesus Christ versus Satan.
Oh, it's 100%. It's absolutely.
And I think that's actually encouraging for those of us who are Christians.
Yeah, it's like encouraging, like our ancestors weren't idiots. They figured it out.
No, they knew it all along, and we fooled ourselves when we thought that through science and technology and you know the ability to track our knowledge basis through writing and so forth, we thought that we were somehow better. We thought that we stood on shoulders of giants, but it turned out that just let people lie to us, and a lot of us bought into it. And so when you look at the way that they're now trying to, you know, you've got people like Ben Shapiro trying to redefine Western civilization in the same way that his ancestors redefined what America was.
Oh, listen, when they accused me of sending child porn to the Sandy Hook families, which no one bought, it was sent in hidden codes, and then they subpoenaed emails we were sent about Sandy Hook, and then they knew how to open them. No one bought that. But Ben Shapiro tweeted it out with glee and hoped that I would go to jail.
Oh, I have no doubt, because, you know, Shapiro is just one of the petty servitors who, you know, one of the petty servants of the people that are trying to construct this clown world.
A servant of the turd god.
I was actually thinking T-O-R, but, you know, that works too.
No, but seriously, it's this thing where he's the counterfeit, so he wants to remove the real thing. And it's just, absolutely. It never ends.
Well, absolutely. And that's, you know, you can see the lies when you start looking things up. You know, it bothered me when I would hear about, you know, I mean, as someone who's part American Indian, it bothered me when people would talk about America being a nation of immigrants. I'm thinking, yeah, they didn't really immigrate and join my ancestors' Indian tribe. They pretty much wiped it out. And if the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, but then suddenly you start seeing it being used for Britain. You suddenly start seeing it being used for Sweden. And that's when you realize that the whole narrative is just false. It's just one gigantic lie.
America was supposedly, if you wanted the idea of free market and free religion and the right to self-defense and to not have a big government bureaucracy and lords and kings telling you you had to be in their club or you couldn't engage in commerce. America was about being able to do business.
Well, and it was about escaping control. You know, the whole idea was that you had this frontier and you could move out and you didn't have to, you know, people could be free to live and pursue happiness how they wanted. But a lot of the promise of the 20th century, a lot of the promise of the so-called freedoms and rights that were being created have turned out to be prisons. And so we've exchanged, you know, Christian blasphemy laws for satanic blasphemy laws, and that's not an improvement.
That's it. The left is like the super, you know, controlling people. They just, from the old Christian twisted system, now they just do it under the guise of the left. Vox Day, unauthorized.tv, got a new film coming out. We'll talk to you about that soon, based on alt hero comics that are available at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll play that trailer next time you're on with us. Thanks for joining us. In studio, coming up, oh yes, Caitlin Bennett.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. I am Alex Jones, your host. Caitlin Bennett is here. She's flying out today. We're very, very sad with her fiance and crew members. But she's here doing a great job. Liberty Hangout in studio with us. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Remember, if you don't spread those articles, if you don't spread those videos, nobody else will. You've shot amazing videos that are basically unedited. You just cut the spaces out in Austin, and I almost just played these the whole show today. There's like 10 of them, but two in particular we're going to play some clips of, where you go out there and the left are, again, like demonic, hateful zombies. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so one actually, I don't even know where he came from. He just came up and he starts getting mad that I'm asking, you know, real questions about these detention centers that they call concentration camps. And he starts coughing on me, coughing in my face. He's telling me he's sick. He has a cold and he's coughing on me to get me sick, coughing on my fiance. One woman threw water on me. Two of them, two women. I think one might be a transgender. I'm not sure, but we'll gender her.
A lord gender.
So they try to take my microphone, but they're so weak. They're so limpy. Like, they are not going to be able to do anything to me anyway. So there's one in particular with a yarmulke on that we have to play this one. Demon eyes, has just red under eyes. Just something is demonic about these liberals. Something's wrong with them that they feel the need to attack a woman.
And then next segment, there's a video of the city council pulling down the American flag and running up the Mexican flag. We had footage from like 100 yards away before. The city council of Aurora is there pulling the flag down. And then these women all attack the reporter and start pole dancing. So, because they're actually doing a mating dance. If we pull up Birds of Paradise maybe next segment? Because it's like there's a transgendered man out there who I've got to say is devastatingly hot. I'm being sarcastic. It's like a bald-headed dude with huge coconuts under his dress, and it's just, and they're physically attacking people.
Yeah.
And then they're attacking this woman named St. Clair. I forget her first name. It's like Ashley. Wonder Woman's out there, and it's a good thing I'm married, or I'd be, you know, sending her a little love letter. But seriously, these videos are too insane, folks. And it's not like we're cherry picking. The left is just degenerating before our eyes.
There's too many. Look at her.
Well, she actually does a Bird of Paradise like dance. I think she likes the conservative reporter.
And they think they're fixing something. Imagine thinking there's concentration camps behind you. Imagine thinking there's concentration camps behind you, so you're going to solve the problem by going and pole dancing.
It's like, the one with the Bird of Paradise. There's a whole bunch of them. There's this one they never caught on tape where the bikini shoots out, or like the tutu. It goes, pew, and there's another one does this and that. And she does that to the conservative reporter. She does a whole mating dance to her.
It's because they're animals. They're animals. Although the bird's much prettier to look at.
Absolutely. The bird has a lot of grace. Let's get serious, though. What's the first clip we should play then?
I think we should go ahead and play the one with the bags under her eyes trying to take my...
Sure. What's the name of that video?
So it's called Lights for Losers. It was at a Lights for Liberty event. So we called it what it was. It was Lights for Losers.
All right, here it is.
Thing about me.
This isn't a deal. I know who you're representing.
What ideas do I have that are naive?
You know what they are.
If you think I'm naive, you have to back that up.
No, I know what
you're I would never come up and call you names or make accusations about your character.
I'm just saying you're very young.
Yep.
You need to pay more attention to what's going on in the world and get away from these negative people. They're going to bring you down.
Negative, bringing me down. You are right.
And I'm sorry.
I am very pretty. You guys really hate
what's strong, pause. Beautiful. They all keep saying kids in cages. That was Obama.
Yep.
It's just all lies. It's
all lies. And when you try to tell them that, they're like, well, I was against it when Obama did it, too. You didn't.
Yeah, they all know they're lying. Let's continue. Sorry, I'm interrupting myself.
Woman isn't coming out here and just aligning with your agenda, aren't you? You guys are so mad. There's a so mad when a beautiful, strong alpha female out here rejects your ideas, rejects the liberal feminism agenda.
Who are you?
My name is Brian. I identify as a male. Who are you?
A patriot.
You're a patriot? Very cool. Hi, I'm Brian. My pronouns are he, him, they, theirs, they, go. What are yours? All right, cool. Maybe we'll get on that level of friendship.
None of them can talk.
No. I don't know where the... So this is the Lights for Liberty event. They're holding lights up for the kids in concentration camps right now. That's what they're doing. Okay, this woman booty bumps me. Instantly falls down. Instantly falls down, and everyone's like, "You assaulted her. You pushed her." And I'm like, "No, it's just karma."
Why are you such a jerk? Why would you say
she hit me?
That's my mother.
Sorry?
I just saw you assault that woman.
If you saw that,
she tried to assault.
We don't have to, guys. We do not have to defend ourselves. We have a camera. We know what happened.
Action.
I think
seven.
That is so funny.
Young lady, that's pretty.
There are a few other clips that are directly them trying to pull my camera.
Sure. Did you give them a boil down? I think they're playing the full thing.
Oh.
Somebody else should have met with you
before. So it's in this clip. There's a lot towards the beginning. If you guys play the first probably 10 seconds of the video, we kind of lay it out one right after the other.
Next time, because you work with us, when you're here hanging out, just get with them and tell them what you want. It always helps instead of doing it live on air.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, let's back it up. We're going to play the audio. It's going to be a big day about to happen right now. Let's just back it up to the beginning and let's roll with audio. Again, radio listeners, the full video is up on Infowars.com.
You can see them all. Look at those demon eyes.
She has demon eyes. These people are on a lot of SSRIs. By the way, if you were at a mental institution, you would not see someone with that type of demon eyes. I mean, she looks like she's It the Clown, has total red all under them. Like eczema or something, and they just all look totally psychotic. What's happened to these folks?
Liberalism. That's what's happening to these people. They really, truly believe what the mainstream media is saying, that Antifa's good, that you have to go out there and punch a Nazi, you have to go out there and commit physical violent acts against people you disagree with, or else we're just going to get out of hand.
And I also noticed they all leave alone, men, women, old, young. They all look like they're mentally ill. They all look like they have medical problems. They don't have jobs, or it's in state or federal government, or they're school teachers.
Oh, and there was a history major there. She's like, I'm a history major, and these are concentration camps. How disrespectful do you have to be? You're a history major. You paid money to learn about World War II, about the Holocaust, and then you really call what's going on at the border concentration
camps. No, but they just know it's a powerful term to hurl around, like Nazi or whatever. I mean, 20 million people in Germany died, 22 million Russians, probably another 30 million people in the whole. Close to 100 million people died just in Europe and Russia during World War II. And, you know, Hollywood's made a lot of money, promoting all this racial division and all this infighting. And so now they're just going to project, hey, we're the Nazis. And, yep. And so that, you know, the left is Captain America. Everybody else is Red Skull.
And I asked them, I said, well, if you guys are so worried about children dying, because that's what this event was for, if you're so worried about children dying, then why aren't you protesting Planned Parenthood? Are all these lights for the 1 million unborn children that are slaughtered every year inside, you know, abortion clinics? No, that's not it.
Well, I watched four or five of these videos. They're all up on Infowars.com. They're all very riveting. It takes a lot of my time up after the kids go to bed at night because it's just, and I notice how they also hate our supplements. They're like, how dare you sell Brain Force and fish oil when, if anybody knows, that's all super high quality products. They all go to Whole Foods and love it there. But see, it's that double think, though. When I sell turmeric, it's bad.
But you know
what? I filter water, it's bad.
They know about your products, though. That's the thing. They know them by name. They know Super Meal Vitality. They know Brain Force. They know Turbo Force.
That's the thing. They're tuning in and hearing all this and don't care. Now, if you want to see real crazy insanity, the city council in Aurora, California came out and helped pull down the American flag. Wait till you see their vanguard, their shock troops, their forces, their Praetorian Guard, their aide-de-camps. Leftists replace U.S. flag with Mexican flag outside ICE facility. Leftists replace U.S. flag with Mexican flag outside ICE facility. Watch deranged anti-ICE leftists melt down over American flag. Now, when abortionists are throwing dead babies around or living babies around like footballs or having them have boxing matches, 8.5-month-old babies, you're in a good position not watching the show. But when we have stuff like this, you're in a bad position being a radio listener because you're missing out on this woman acting like a bird of paradise when she's displaying and dancing in front of this attractive conservative reporter. And it's watch deranged anti-ICE activist meltdown over American flag. F the troops, yells one leftist. And this is with the background of the city council on video pulling down the American flag. They were in attendance helping do it. The same reporter shot video of that, and this woman totally flips out on her. She's stumbling around, bombed out of her brain, looks like on huge dosages of Molly, has trouble standing, then pole dances up the side of a road sign in a mating dance towards the other woman. So we're going to go ahead and roll this footage. This footage, again, ladies and gentlemen, was shot in Aurora, California, and is much to do with the total derangement of these people. Here it is.
I don't give a
Back up, back up, back up.
Savannah.
That flag and the troops are the reason you're able to out here.
You're a privileged ass bitch. Get the out of here now.
You're a Cobra shell.
The troops.
use. I'm here at the Aurora ICE facility where protesters decided to take down the American flag and put a Mexican flag in its place. I'm appalled that politicians like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have promoted this behavior and disrespected our country, our flag, and our law enforcement. I'm here to show support for our law enforcement and our country and everything that our flag stands for. God bless America and God bless our law enforcement.
White supremacists! White supremacists!
No matter which side we're on.
We also have the right to
Choose that flag. I'm going to get out of your face or what? I have a question for you now. You are more concerned with a piece of cloth than people who are locked in cages. Children, right in front of you.
You know that flag and those troops are the reason...
I don't get that.
Back up.
Savannah.
That flag and the troops are the reason you're able to out here.
Privileged ass bitch! Get the out of here now!
Nothing matters.
You don't know where I'm from. You don't know what I'm saying.
If she can stand here and defend this, optics will never matter.
I support the troops, and I don't. I'm okay. Fuck. You guys can
protest. So we can have oil from other countries. Troops. You support the troops that we can have oil and kill innocent people for oil.
You're a Cobra Shell. The troops.
You support the troops so that we can kill people for oil. Go ahead and.
There comes the mating dance.
Go ahead and distribute it.
She climbs a pole, spreads her legs in front of the other woman.
Before that,
was doing a bird of paradise, bobbing.
Yeah, I hope it goes viral. The troops, because all they do is kill people.
So, it's like if you don't like the TSA, it's Congress's issue. Or you don't like not having enough border funding to take care of everybody perfectly, get funding from Congress, which the Democrats blocked. Or our military was sent overseas to build a world government. Our military didn't like what they did. Trump's trying to get us out of those countries, and he is. So she's even more mad, but then she blames the troops and says F them, though she wants to live in a country guarded by a military that everybody's trying to get into. Just bizarre footage.
So what's really funny is she's so concerned about the children that are in the facility. Yeah, she's treating Ashley, the girl that's filming and getting harassed by these people. They're treating her like complete crap. But they say that they care so much about these children. They care so much about what's going on in the ICE facilities. Yet she's treating Ashley, a woman right in front of her, like complete crap, yelling at her, dehumanizing troops, dehumanizing the ICE border agents. But she cares so much about those children in there.
I tell you what's happened here. Is there was always a deactivated non-political class of white, black, Hispanic, you name it, with low IQ, you know, the lowest of every demographic, who wasn't politically engaged. But they're the only people that believe MSM now, and they now feel empowered. And that's why you go to any of these events, they are the scum of the earth. And they're slobs, and they're stupid, and they're entitled, and they're hateful, and they don't know any facts, but they think they're heroes.
They do. They really do think that they're heroes. They think they're doing something by blocking a camera or yelling at a conservative journalist reporter. They really think Antifa is out there doing something when they're hitting a gay conservative reporter, Andy Ngo, on the top of the head and sending him to the hospital. They really think that they're heroes. They have never engaged in a political discussion before AOC told them to. And that's the problem we have. There they go.
You know, they did that to him because he showed that they were the people doxing people, and he exposed they were government officials in the mayor's office. And so they knew who he was, and they hit him in the head with concrete clubs, almost knocked his eye out, he got brain damage. And to this day, you know, I have stacks of articles here with the founder of Black Lives Matter, all of them are praising the firebomber, Caitlin.
Yeah, I saw that. I was watching the show.
He tried to burn a building down with men, women, and children in it who are just being processed out and turned out on the street. You or I can't just fly in an airport and go, screw you, no idea, just wander into the country. But these people just wander in a lot of times with kidnapped kids, and we're not supposed to even check into that. That's real child abuse, and that makes me mad.
Yeah, that's completely unacceptable for this to happen. When I bring up the fact that we have to vet people coming over our border, we have to vet these children to make sure they're not, because what is it, like 30, 40% of children being being brought across the border are not genetically related to the men.
Now, that's the genetic tip. One third, at least, are. And I've got all these clips. I never even got to these. I'm going to cut in a little bit into Paul's time. He'll host with me. I'm going to play. AP did three reports. And so these are like summer camps. The facilities. I dropped two of my daughters off at summer camp a few weeks ago. I'm picking them up a few days. And the camps were okay, but it was rugged. It was rustic. It's one of the best camps in Texas, but it's not fancy. And that's what the AP goes, these are nicer than where you send your kids to summer camp. Well, and they've got soccer. They've got swimming pools at many of them. They've got big screen TVs, all the food you can eat.
AOC, you know, she's out here, I don't make enough money. We need socialism because people are poor. She's living nice. She thinks that all of these people coming across the border out of nowhere, what are we supposed to do with them? Put them in Trump Hotel? Put them in a nice five-star hotel? No, they need to be vetted.
These children are staying in places nicer than my 15 and 11-year-old daughters.
They have, you know, it might be crowded.
No. That's only the one with the men.
Well,
they made a triage decision. They're putting women and children in the nice ones. They're putting men in outside tents. Our military stays in those. They can stay in those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're a man coming across the border, you're going to be treated like you're a strong man that can deal with it. Children and women, they should have a nicer facility.
And that's why the world's always worked in the West on other places. Caitlin, libertyhangout.com?
Org.
Org. You're kicking butt. You and your crew are kicking butt. Thanks. Great having you here in studio with us. Every day I go check your site, and I appreciate you and the work you do.
Thank you so much.
We're sponsors for her. I'm going to say this in closing before I come back and hit the big news I've forgotten. The best shows, I'm always the most frustrated because I've hit a lot of stuff today. I've not hit a ton of the bombshell stuff. I should have led with AP reports that migrant camps are nicer than summer camp. That's what they say in AP. And AP's no friend to Trump. I mean, it's true. It's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. No kids in cages since Obama. And that should piss you off at the media in a wall of unified disinfo is lying to you and your family. And then saying Nazis, death camps, they say, AOC, they are killing children there. They are doing. What about the hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico? Nobody's killing kids there on purpose, you damn liar. You're a monster. Whew, it's crazy. But please don't forget, we're ending the big mega sale today. $17.76 on all apparel. Some of these shirts cost us $15. We're selling at that. But I want to get the word out. They're walking billboards for the truth. Thank you all for your support. Get some great t-shirts. Give them as gifts. All the other supplements are 75 to 25% off. The $17.76 worldwide special. Or just donate right there on the site. That way we get 95% of the funding. And we need it to keep people like Caitlin and Millie Weaver and so many others. And Owen Schroyer and Will Johnson, who we sponsor. And the folks with Tommy Robinson and Project Veritas. And behind the scenes, folks, this whole war against the globalists would be in trouble if it wasn't for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, let's send Ilhan Omar packing. Before Trump even said, if you don't love it, leave it. He came here as a refugee. You say the country sucks, it's so terrible that you're going to teach us how to be Americans. She openly lobbied for members of ISIS to be let out of prison, saying that they were freedom fighters, didn't deserve to be there. I'm going to show you those articles in a moment. Well, I've called and I've gone and filed a petition at the White House, and if 100,000 people sign it, the president has promised to respond to it, and he has before. And so we put the petition up. The easiest way to find it is Infowars.com or Newswars.com. In this article, new White House petition demands congressional investigation into Ilhan Omar. And then linked in it is the petition. It's so easy to get 100,000 signatures. Whenever I don't even need to get it, I get it. When I beg, we don't. Please get in there and sign it. Conduct an immediate congressional investigation into Representative Ilhan Omar. We ask the president to initiate the congressional investigation to Representative Ilhan Omar's background, determine if she should face expulsion from Congress. Representative Omar's oath of loyalty to the United States of America is in serious doubt. Omar made light of the September 11th terror attack by referring to the atrocity as some people did something. Omar was recorded laughing about and making light of Islamic terrorism and the al-Qaeda threat. Omar refused to condemn the terrorist attack, but a self-described Antifa member who tried to firebomb an ICE facility in Washington State. Omar also defended jihadists in her state who chose to join ISIS, saying they should get lighter punishments. She actually said they were fighting oppression. It's even worse than that. Yeah, ISIS was oppressing people in the Middle East, folks. There are also severe allegations concerning the question of whether she married her own brother to fraudulently get in to the United States. This is a simple but truthful petition that Adan Salazar, Paul Watson, and I put together. It's on InfoWars.com, and I humbly demand that every listener, I mean every crew member in this office, please go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com and share it to everybody. And tell folks, let's sign the petition. You notice I called for criminal investigations at Google and Apple and for their espionage. I went and confronted them to their faces in Congress to great personal toll to my family. I'm not going to get into all of it on air, but they've been on my ass. But I knew it was worth it. So you think I was a little happy when I heard Trump today tweet, we need a criminal investigation of Google for working with the Chi-Coms? Yeah. This is the stuff legends made of, and you're the only reason. Let me explain something. I'm not telling you how great you are to sit there and butter you up. You're like a frickin' float I'm on in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in North Atlantic. I'll freeze to death if I fall in the water, and so will you. We are in this together. We will hang together, hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. So I absolutely love you. I absolutely love this crew. I love Paul Watson. I love everybody we're involved with, Matt Drudge, everybody. And if we don't come through this together, we're screwed. We're so doubled down with the enemy, they're never backing down. They've got to be defeated. And I get overheated here on air. I get pissed behind the scenes because this is real. They were hitting people with acid and steel bars a week ago. Now they're firebombing. What's next week? So everybody needs to go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and get this petition and sign it and share it. It's even more important than signing it is sharing it to get others to sign it and to get 100,000 signatures. Get the story at InfoWars.com and read the article, Flashback, Ilhan Omar Begs Judge to Show Mercy to ISIS Terrorist by Jamie White. All right, we're going to come back on the other side with Paul Joseph Watson. And I tell you, he's the hottest guest we've got. We don't ever do fancy marketing or stuff like that. We've never done it. Focus groups, studies, none of that. We all just go by the seat of my pants. But we've done some market research with some top firms lately, and they go, my God, it's exactly what you said. We did a big national survey. And our listeners said they want more live shows, and they want more of Paul Joseph Watson. And you said you want more of me ranting. Also, that's what Matt Drudge said. What do you want more of the show? More ranting, and you should have more close-up shots, which, of course, we will never give you. It's more personal. Yeah, Drudge is right. We need more of my big, ugly head up here.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. Paul Watson's taking over in a matter of minutes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Now, I should have opened the show up with this, but I'm ending my part of the live transmission today as Paul Watson takes the baton into the final stretch here ahead of the war room at 3 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. AP did three different videos. We've got time to air two of them, but we're going to post an article to InfoWars.com the next hour with this incredible headline. AP reports migrant centers are more like summer camps. That's a quote. Big screen movie screens, soccer, some of them have pools, nicer bunk beds than when my daughters go to camp. Now, the giant overflow of military-age men, they're staying in tents. The decision was made by Trump at the recommendation of the Border Patrol 2 years ago. Put the men in the emergency areas, put the women and children in the nice areas, you know, like Americans do, like everybody knows we do. But instead, we're being told these are death camps. Children are dying. They're drinking out of toilets. There's no toothpaste. And I was watching these hearings just a few days ago. The senator's like, don't tell me they're not drinking out of toilets and have no toothpaste. The media reported it. And the Border Patrol's like, it's not true. Because even though Congress didn't give us the funding, emergency funding from FEMA kicks in and we get the food. We wish you'd fund us, but Trump got other emergency funding. Like, I told you, be quiet. You've all seen these hearings. They're like, shut up. I'm asking the questions. I'm going to frame you. And they're just like, okay. I mean, the level of fake crying and laughing at us behind our backs is just insane. So here's one of the reports of AP cut into this local news report out of Texas. Soros running ads in Central America telling migrants they will get free stuff in the USA. And we cut this into the AP. Then I'll play the AP reports saying it's like a summer camp. But how newsworthy is that? That they're running TV ads and newspaper ads saying everything's free up here. Here it is. And there's all this work.
Advertisements under local news about free opportunities in the United States.
Television. Si vienen acá a Estados Unidos pueden trabajar.
Sí, lo hemos oído. Nosotros hemos oído eso.
Yes, we were told that we read in the newspapers. That's why we're here.
All these immigrants say they came because free American services and assistance are being advertised in their home countries. Like this man, who says he's a pastor from Guatemala.
We've been told that if you're a father and you bring your child with you, you'll be helped if you're here. That's the situation.
He said he's seeking asylum because his son received death threats after having an extramarital affair.
Hit pause. That's not political asylum if your son's cheating on somebody's wife and the husband says, I'm going to kill your ass. That's not political asylum. That's the government's coming to kill you. That's political asylum. Not you got caught in bed with somebody's wife. But at least the guy's honest. I heard there's free stuff up here. So I'm here. He's trying to get in the concentration camp, AOC. Continue.
For having an extramarital affair.
Así que mi hijo era amante de su esposa.
Something Border Patrol agent Herman Rivera says is quickly becoming a new trend.
In 2014, I believe it was only 1% was single males with children. Now that's up to 50%.
Because of an overflow at processing centers, if an immigrant has a child when illegally crossing, they'll be let go after processing. Something this man tried to do. He traveled with a young child. Agents say it isn't his.
They were able to have the men admit to them that he was not the father of the child.
I asked him why he did it.
No tengo.
No tienes?
No.
He said he couldn't locate his own papers, so needed another way in.
And the reason why they do it is because it's the easiest way for them to actually come into the country, and they're able to, after being processed, they will be let go because of our limited capacity at this time.
Smugglers are even advertising their prices online. We found this post showing prices depending on the route you'd like to take. Some of them even offering services via social media. This woman from Honduras says she paid the coyote because she needed to find a job in the United States in order to send money back to her family.
Para salir adelante, ayudar a nuestra familia.
And she's one of thousands who say they're seeking a better life.
The Rio Grande Valley sector continues to lead the nation in illegal apprehensions and drug seizures.
This is not an emergency.
What's at the core of this crisis is the Trump administration.
And a crisis that manufactured by the Trump administration.
That's right. You got 800 million people from Latin America trying to get here. We're 300 million, by the way, 330 million. You got billions trying to come in, and it'll all be, well, the Nazis couldn't beat us, the Russians couldn't beat us, but, you know, the left will. And we're 90% are just put on the streets. That's Nazi. 67% of the Border Patrol is Hispanic. They're all Nazis. They let 90% out. They're all Nazis. You got a kid with you, they just let you out. They're Nazis. Think of the insult, the criminality of AOC saying that they're torturing kids to death, that they're dying. It's a lie. Meanwhile, they're kidnapping kids and bringing them up here, or people are renting their kids to go back and forth to this dangerous area. But they're not bad people. Trump is. Here's one of the AP reports. By the way, they let anybody in the media in, as long as you sign an agreement to blur the faces, into these facilities where they're supposedly killing them. They got ovens, gas chambers.
But when there are 2,300 kids being held in CBP Border Patrol stations, our organization, our Board of Trustees, in fact, elected that we will not allow children to remain in harm's way. We consider children being in Border Patrol stations probably never appropriate, but much less when there's 2,300 children there.
People dragging kids through with them. And so now they're giving a tour, and they say it's like a summer camp. Again, this is mainly video call center. These people are paying coyotes thousands of dollars to put them in a concentration camp. They're like, please take me home or take. I want to go to the death camp and drink from toilets.
But at the end of the day, our philosophy has been, in every response that we've done for ORR, it's been to keep kids out of CBP jail cells.
By the way, they keep showing these Border Patrol guys in Nazi outfits on the news.
To take these children. It's the way the law is. Regardless of their asylum claims, they take them. CBP should not be doing child care.
And we've got the next video.
In my view, separating children, especially young children, who have no say-so oftentimes and come to this country from their families is not appropriate. We are
and they're not doing that. Just all a lie.
I hope we are. And no matter what the intent was, I very much thought that was ill-conceived for several reasons. One, it accomplished nothing other than spend a lot of money and caused everybody to get mad at one another across this country. And it dumped on HHS because they weren't equipped nor prepared to receive 25.
All right, pause. I'm going to come back and finish up with this, the part where they call it a summer camp, and then the video that I saw and sent last night to the crew that is the one I sent over that shows them saying the summer camp thing and how nice it is. But the point is, AP keeps only asking the question and deceptively editing. It was Obama era that would split people up. They don't split people up since Trump got in unless the person isn't genetically related. They can do a test now in 5 hours with DNA. And the kid's like, not my daddy, not my mommy, no. And they're like, well, nah, we're going to put them back with you. No, then they try to figure out who the hell is this kid with. But again, it's like these videos where the woman's like, take care of my kids. I got like 10 kids. Somebody got to take care of these kids. Give me more money. These people bring their kids up here. They do all this. And then we're all supposed to take care of them. People are kidnapping kids. They bring kidnapped kids up here. And then AOC goes, they're drinking out of toilets and they're Nazis. And everybody goes, oh, God, that dirty America and those dirty Nazis. And then AOC doesn't get in any trouble for any of the lying. The earth's going to end in 12 years. On and on and on.
Ooh, baby.
All right, Paul Watts is taking over. Here is the AP clip where they talk about these facilities being more like summer camps. That's where the women and children are, ladies and gentlemen. Here's that report countervailing the giant hoax of the laughing Ilhan and AOC that went to these very facilities and staged photo ops. Here it is.
Immediately begin the process of finding a sponsor for that child once they're turned over to HHS.
I pledge.
HHS provides the teens with 6 hours daily classroom instruction, access to arts and crafts, 3 meals a day and snacks, access to call centers to reconnect with family, then legal services, and as the contractor running the holding facility describes, most importantly, they provide playtime. Two soccer fields sit in the middle of the camp. The teens take to the pitch for 2 hours in the morning, finishing at 10 before it gets too hot.
We have mandatory hydration breaks and cooling tents on all the soccer fields.
Throughout the tour, HHS was eager to draw contrasts and make this point that it, as an agency, is far better equipped to care for migrant children than various branches of federal law enforcement.
The Associated Press reported on dilapidated and overcrowded conditions at the U.S. Border Patrol station in Clint, Texas. Across the Rio Grande Valley, the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General said kids at three facilities had no access to showers, and some children under seven had been held in cramped Border Patrol stations for more than 2 weeks. The Associated Press got exclusive access to tour and film the Health and Human Services facility on the condition that we don't show children's or workers' faces. Kevin Dinnan, the CEO of BCFS, who ran the youth holding facility in Tornillo, says they took this contract on the condition that the government allowed access to human rights lawyers, lawmakers, and the media. His Texas nonprofit oversees hundreds of staff on site. They run dorms, dining, classrooms, a clinic, and their own emergency services. Child care isn't normally the contractor's specialty.
In every response that we've done for ORR, it's been to keep kids out of CBP jail cells.
Until then, his group cares for hundreds of migrant children waiting to be reunited with family. John Moan, Associated Press, Carrizo Springs, Texas.
So there's a big earthquake in Mexico. We'll send people down to try to help. And they'll try to help us, too. But this is like an earthquake. Millions of people pouring in, demanding this stuff. Congress won't give the funding. Our government does a great job, our first responders do, because they're mainly former military. And then they get called Nazis. That's wrong, folks. But it shows there's no bottom to what the Democrats will do. They're the ones that blocked the funding. They're the ones said, come up here and get free stuff. Paul Joseph Watts has taken over for the balance of the hour. He also heads up his new great site, summit.news. That's all exclusive Paul Joseph Watson content. Paul, I didn't even want to take over 20 minutes of the show. People really want you to be hosting here, so thanks for hosting. But just finishing up, what do you make of this incredible fraud they're pushing?
Well, it is incredible, Alex, because you've got more illegals trying to cross the border than ever before. If there were concentration camps in which they were being incarcerated, word would get back pretty quickly, wouldn't it? And it's the same situation we've got in Europe with these illegals flooding across the Mediterranean. Once they get to European countries, they're filmed in much the same way that you showed there with the AP reports. And what do they want? They want money. They're literally screaming at the camera saying, money, 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 give us money. Okay, they're not refugees and they're not being mistreated. The thing that Trump has missed, the trick that he's missed, I think, amid all this debate about AOC and Ilhan Omar being extremist and hating America, Trump hasn't mentioned once the fact that a domestic terrorist who was radicalized by AOC's line, her rhetoric, concentration camp, which features in his deranged manifesto numerous times, literally tried to massacre a bunch of Border Patrol agents. Why hasn't the Trump administration even mentioned that, given that this is such a debate right now between him, Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? They haven't even mentioned it once, like it never happened. Yet in his manifesto, he's using the exact same rhetoric that they used to describe these, quote, concentration camps. They haven't even mentioned it, Alex.
Well, the male version of that Dalzell person, that fake black guy, the white guy, he's praising it.
Oh, totally, yeah. Well, I didn't even include in that article.
Sean King.
I'm going to have to go back and add. Sean King, Black Lives Matter leader, has still got pinned on his Twitter account a June 29th article, which he wrote, which says, quote, we need to liberate them now, meaning the concentration camps, he calls them, quote, by any means necessary. And then a domestic terrorist tried to do exactly that on Saturday morning. Sean King tweets that he's a martyr and that his manifesto is, quote, beautiful. Okay, what happened to his Twitter account? Nothing whatsoever. Meanwhile, there's Lindsay Shepherd, who literally called a man pretending to be a woman ugly on Twitter, immediately banned. This guy's literally using the same rhetoric, telling people to liberate concentration camps. He's got over 1 million followers, Alex. This is psychotic.
Into last week when they said kill you and I in the official Facebooks. Let me ask you this. I'm going to let you take over. What comes next? Acid attacks a week ago, firebombings this week. They're all legitimizing, attacking us. Silicon Valley's trying to have somebody else do the revolution for them. I hope they get that they're going to be held accountable.
Well, the only saving grace is that even though a lot more of these left-wing attacks happen than, quote, right-wing extremist attacks, they're not very proficient, are they? Which is a good thing, because this guy, this Vance Bronson, was armed with an AR-15 semi-automatic gun. He tried to blow up a propane tank, for God's sake. So he would have actually succeeded not only in killing Border Patrol workers, but migrants in the concentration camps.
And by the way, we've confirmed that propane tank was to run emergency generators and was 30 times bigger than the average one and could have killed hundreds of people. It was a gigantic tank.
And AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the rest of the gang, the squad, whatever they call themselves now, were asked to condemn it yesterday. And we had this article on InfoWars, refused to condemn it. AOC was saying, oh, I'm going to make a statement about that soon. She never made a statement about it. She made a statement saying Trump was racist. She's refused to condemn the attack, despite the terrorist using her rhetoric.
So what happens next, Paul? What happens next?
Well, I mean, they're igniting a civil war. Basically, they want a civil war. When you've got people with a million followers on Twitter saying, liberate the camps by any means necessary, and then a terrorist goes and tries to massacre a bunch of innocent people, what do you think is going to come next? It's saving grace that it wasn't a more deadly attack.
No, you're dead on, Paul, and I would never do this. You would never do this. But if we said, go physically attack somebody, we'd be arrested within 2 hours. But notice, the left's left alone. They said they're going to, a million people are going to storm Area 51. This is all big tech flexing for a Muslim uprising type deal, whatever you want to call it, in the West. They're pushing for a liberal spring here in America.
Yeah, and they're legitimizing terrorism and extremism, the very thing they accuse us of doing with no proof, by allowing this all to happen on social media, doing nothing about it. It's frightening, Alex. It's absolutely
killing. You're right. The season of global revolution is here. Are you ready? Paul Joseph Watson, straight ahead. The date is July 16th. Paul Watson from Londistan, under Islamic control, preparing his evacuation in the near future, where journalists are actually arrested for their speech, now takes over the InfoWars News Center microphone.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we had this headline up on InfoWars.com a couple of days ago, and it's more relevant than ever before, given what's happening with Ilhan Omar, AOC, and Trump with this back-and-forth battle. Headline, internal Dem poll. Just 9% of swing voters have favorable view of Ilhan Omar. They tried to keep this secret. The polling company behind it didn't even want to go public with the fact they conducted this poll. But they asked 1,000 likely general election voters who are white and have 2 years or less of college education. These are key swing voters for Democrats that are going to be absolutely crucial in the next presidential election. What they thought about Ilhan Omar and AOC. Why is Trump throwing all the attention on AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the squad? Because they are not liked by the vast majority of moderate Democrat voters. If he can make them the face of the Democrats, which is the face of extremism at this point, that is a winning strategy. Ocasio-Cortez was recognized by 74% of voters in this poll, which they're all freaking out about behind the scenes, by the way. And just 22% had a favorable view of AOC, despite the deluge of positive mainstream media coverage that she's received over the past, what is it now, almost a year.
And Paul, I hate to interrupt, but I'm here having my lunch listening to you. Studies show that especially liberal polls that reach out to liberals, they'll virtue signal in polls and are never being truthful. They'll always signal towards the leftist. The fact that they're saying 22%, that probably means 5% are supporting her.
Well, exactly. And then Ilhan Omar, and Trump tweeted about this today, she's down on 9%. So all these top Democrats internally are freaking out about it. They tried to keep the lid on this poll. According to one top Democrat, quote, socialism is toxic to these voters. So they've all been freaking out about it. The polls show they're highly unpopular, and that's why Trump is focusing on Omar and AOC. What he's not focusing on, as I said in the previous segment, is this Antifa domestic terror attack, which happened on an ICE facility on Saturday, which was disappeared from the headlines within 24 hours. We've kept it in the headlines. Headline up at InfoWars, AOC refuses to condemn Antifa terror attack on ICE facility. Ilhan Omar also refused to condemn it. They were both asked repeatedly yesterday if they would condemn this attack, which, again, the guy was armed with an AR-15 semi-automatic. He wrote a manifesto mentioning the term concentration camps over and over again.
Instead, Paul, we've seen frothing worship everywhere by the left of this.
No, precisely. There are tons of Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts that lionize this individual as a martyr. If he'd have been successful, he would have carried out a massacre. That's what he went there to do. So they're all denying it. And then, as I mentioned previously as well, Sean King, who has now deleted his tweets, by the way, he deleted them about an hour after this article came out. Headline, Black Lives Matter leader calls terrorist who tried to massacre Border Patrol officials martyr. So he put out this fawning series of tweets, including an image of the tributes that were left in chalk on the ground to this domestic terrorist, calling him a martyr, calling his manifesto beautiful, direct violation of Twitter's rules, by the way, which state we prohibit the glorification of violence. These tweets were up for 24 hours. He's got a following of more than a million. He routinely gets press coverage, positive press coverage, of course. And again, his pinned tweet is his article that he wrote for The Intercept 2.5 weeks ago. Quote, history has taught us that concentration camps should be liberated. He's literally comparing it to the Holocaust. We cannot and should not wait until 2020 with the hope that we defeat Trump to free these children. We should liberate them now by any means necessary. That is precisely what happened just 2 weeks later with this Antifa terrorist, who, by the way, said, I am Antifa in his own manifesto. He tried to liberate them. He was acting on the rhetoric of Sean King, Ilhan Omar, and AOC. CNN, as we also reported, they put out a broadcast about the liberal gun club of which this terrorist was a member, and they called them, quote, the good guys. The host of that CNN show, and this is in the article, CNN refuses to comment on their show featuring Antifa terrorists who tried to kill ICE officials.
They did a fundraiser for them. They said, oh, give them money.
The host of that show, who called them, quote, good guys during this broadcast, W. Kamau Bell, again, verified on Twitter, as of yesterday, I haven't checked today, but as of yesterday, he has in his header image on his Twitter profile an Antifa flag. It says Antifa on it, and what looks like a Kalashnikov and some bullets. He still got it up after an actual Antifa terrorist with a semi-automatic weapon tried to, quote, liberate the concentration camps, exactly as Sean King called for a couple of weeks ago. So as I said, this is legitimizing extremism and violence. And because Twitter takes no action, and by the way, CNN refused to comment, they were actually approached by Fox News and asked, why did you have this guy on your show? He was literally in the show. They were praising this gun group as the good guys. They were going to fight against Nazis and the alt-right, they said. Well, he ended up literally trying to massacre innocent Border Patrol workers who, what is it, what, at least like 50% are Hispanic?
It's 60%.
If he'd have been successful, he would have killed the migrants in those camps. He would have killed everyone.
This what about the governor trying to spin it first extreme. That he was a white supremacist trying to burn up the illegal aliens?
Well, yeah, they wait. Obviously, they wait. And if the narrative... What used to happen was they would go silent about it, Alex, but now they just embrace it. This is the difference. Yes, there are fringe right-wing extremists that commit violence. That's horrible. We decry that at every point. Trump was blamed for Charlottesville, okay? The right disavows its fringe right-wing extremists. The left used to just stay silent. Now they openly embrace them, ensuring that there will be more left-wing extremist attacks. There was one, an attempted one, I think it was last December, last Christmas, where a terrorist, domestic terrorist, Antifa supporter, and by the way, his Facebook likes were all the Young Turks, CNN, Vox, et cetera, tried to massacre again. He planned a massacre on, I think it was Pier 69, San Francisco. He was an Antifa supporter. That disappeared after 24 hours. So we have numerous cases. The only saving grace is that they're not very proficient when they try to carry out these attacks. But it's absolutely shocking to me that Trump hasn't called for AOC and Ilhan Omar to disavow this terrorist attack. Now, I'm not even saying that they're partially responsible for it, because obviously they lobbed the same accusation.
Well, Paul, just to answer your question, they're being asked by Homeland Security to not give attention to this guy to create copycats, but the left's already doing it, so that's pointless. But thank God they're so inept. Remember the guy that tried to kill the baseball team, the congressional baseball team? He was such a bad shot, security took him out. He only shot Scalise. He tried to kill Rand Paul. So he absolutely, imagine that when one of them finally hits the jackpot, or they've got one that knows how to point a gun right, we're going to have a big problem.
Precisely, but the embracement of these extremists is not helping the Democrats, as we saw with that internal Democratic poll. Then we have this headline up on Summit.News: Top Democrat, why is our party supporting criminal illegal aliens? So you have several people, this is New Jersey Democrat George Norcross, within the Democratic Party who are absolutely befuddled as to why not only are they moving left, they're literally embracing extremism. He said at an event, if you're a criminal, you do not belong here, and the American public doesn't want it. Why do we as a party support that? I don't understand it, and that's why the Democratic Party is not being attractive to certain elements of the working class of our country.
Stay there,
this
Paul.
This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back on The Alex Jones Show Live, fourth hour. Let's cover some different news now globally, because the new EU Commission president has been elected, apart from the fact that it wasn't actually an election because she was the only person running. But she still only won by 9 votes. New EU Commission president wins election in which she was the only candidate by just 9 votes. The new president of the EU Commission won an election, in quotation marks, in which she was the only candidate by just 9 votes. Yes, really. So they voted in the European Parliament today 387 to 327 to confirm Ursula von der Leyen for a 5-year term as European Commission President. So because now the European Parliament, after the Brexit Party swept to success in the UK and a bunch of other populist anti-EU parties swept to success in other European countries, the control that the globalists have over their own parliament is now almost on a knife edge. So she only won by 9 votes, it turned out. Commenting on this was Claire Fox. She said, standing ovation for Ursula von der Leyen, who won an election by herself by, wait for it, 9 votes. Michael Heaver, MEP, says, new EU Commission president wins a one-horse race by 9 votes, farcical. Absolutely incredible. Votes against 327, votes cast 733, 22 abstained. What was funny about this was there were way more choices to read the language. Languages, different languages on the ballot paper. There were about 30 different languages. There were more choices of language than there were candidates because there was only one candidate. All right, totally absurd, and a reminder of why the UK voted for Brexit, even though we haven't left the EU 3 years after voting to leave it, because it's a mafia, or it's like the religion of Islam where they don't let you leave. Speaking of the religion of peace, Muslim man who killed Jewish neighbor while screaming Allah Akbar, not criminally responsible because he smoked marijuana beforehand. This is a ruling in France, I'm not joking. A French judge has ruled that a Muslim man who shouted Allah Akbar while murdering a Jewish woman in an anti-Semitic attack should not be held criminal responsible because he had smoked marijuana before the attack. What a get-out-of-jail-free card that is. This was the tragic death back in April 2017 of 65-year-old Dr. Sarah Attal Halimi, who was brutally beaten and thrown out of a window by a 27-year-old African migrant from Mali called Kobili Traore in the Belleville district of Paris. So this guy was a drug dealer, a drug addict, and one day he decided to viciously beat to a pulp his Jewish neighbor while shouting anti-Semitic slurs, while shouting shut your mouth, while shouting Allah Akbar, while shouting I killed the Shaitan, which means demon or Satan in Arabic. And he then, just for good measure, threw her out of a window. So, of course, this was an anti-Semitic attack. He was held in a psychiatric hospital after claiming insanity. But now, according to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, a French judge has ruled that Traore is, quote, not criminally responsible for his actions because he smoked marijuana beforehand. That's literally what they're reporting. He had also called Halimi's daughter a, quote, dirty Jewess 2 years before killing her mother. So he was obviously driven by his hatred for Jewish people. This was a religious hate crime. But he will not stand trial for the murder unless an appeal by Jewish groups is successful in overturning the judge's decision. Francis Califat, the president of the CRIF umbrella group of French Jewish communities, said the ruling was, quote, unsurprising but hardly justifiable. Sami Golzan, a former police commissioner and founder of France's Bureau for Vigilance Against Anti-Semitism, told the Jewish Telegraphic Agency that the handling of the Halimi case has made him, quote, no longer have full confidence that anti-Semitic hate crimes in France are handled properly. And of course, anti-Semitic hate crimes in Paris, in France in general, are exploding. They go up every single year. Noticeably alongside that, attacks on Jewish places of worship and Christian churches also go up too. Arson attacks through the roof. In fact, I routinely write stories every week about Virgin Mary statues being beheaded, churches being set on fire. Not Notre Dame, though. That was an accident. Trust me, that was an accident. So France continues to enjoy its cultural enrichment. Meanwhile, F them, Fox 10 host responds to bosses who asked her to hide her right-wing views. Right-wing views equates to she had a social media account on Parler or Parlay, however you say it. And that is verboten, apparently, if you work in the mainstream media in Phoenix, because bosses told her to hide the account. Bearing in mind, Parler, I mean, you can make the argument that Gab is a beacon for actual right-wing extremists. It still has the right to have a platform. But Parler is very much similar to Minds. It has a lot of different people on there, mainly MAGA Trump kind of people. I have never seen anything extremist on there. I've got an account on there, post on there every day. It's mainly just MAGA type people. But because this Fox 10 host in Phoenix, Carrie Lake, merely had an account on there, she's basically now being scrutinized by her bosses, who are absolutely terrified that the local left-wing rag, the Phoenix New Times, will complain about this. So they had this exchange. They were doing a Facebook live stream, and just before this stream started, the anchor, Carrie Lake, and her co-host were talking about this. Her co-host said, I think they just think it's been branded as a far-right kind of place. She responded, Jesus. He said, so they don't want you tied in with anything like that. How dare you, thought criminal, where you're going to get blowback from the New Times, which again is the local left-wing rag in Phoenix. F them, they're 20-year-old dopes, Lake responded. That's a rag for selling marijuana ads. I know, Hook said, but then you're in a position where they've got to explain it or you've got to explain it. So she's being interrogated, basically. She did not appear on air in her usual 5 p.m. time slot later that night. So the pressure appears to have worked. The mere fact that she has an account on what is quite a centrist social media platform, especially when you compare it to Twitter, which openly allows for glorification of violence. Mentioned this earlier. Black Lives Matter leader calls terrorists who tried to massacre Border Patrol officials martyr. This is Sean King. He deleted the tweets literally within an hour of this article going up. I think Twitchy reported on it last night. So this was circulating for about 24 hours. He said, quote, Willem van Spronson, who is the guy who tried to explode a propane tank, who was armed with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, literally tried to massacre Border Patrol agents and would have killed a bunch of migrants in the process. This is what Sean King said about him. Willem van Spronsen just became the first martyr attempting to liberate imprisoned refugees. They're not refugees, they're economic migrants. That's a lie. From a for-profit detention center in Tacoma, Washington. He goes on to describe his manifesto, which uses the concentration camp rhetoric derived straight from AOC, as, quote, beautiful. And then he goes on to post a image of the tributes to this domestic terrorist, and he finishes off the tweet storm by saying, these camps must be shut down. That is absolutely terrifying. Somebody with over a million followers on Twitter is openly glorifying violence and tacitly endorsing it, because in his pinned tweet, which is still there, he writes a June 29th article just over 2 weeks before this domestic terrorist tries to liberate the concentration camp, in which he tweets, quote, history has taught us that concentration camps should be liberated. We should liberate them now by any means necessary. Willem van Spronsen did exactly that, and then Sean King praised him for it. Of course, he was immediately banned by Twitter for glorifying violence, which is in direct violation of Twitter's policy, which I quote in this article. He was immediately banned, wasn't he? Oh, no, nothing whatsoever happened to him. Meanwhile, Lindsay Shepherd was literally banned last night for calling a transgender man a woman or calling him ugly during an argument. That is the state of social media, the social media environment. That is the state of radicalization, where these platforms, not only do they act biasly against conservatives, ban conservatives for nothing whatsoever, but by being permissible towards this extremist rhetoric on Twitter, they are legitimizing actual extremism, which is being acted on by Antifa domestic terrorists. What's shocking to me, or surprising at least, is that Donald Trump has not asked AOC to disavow the domestic Antifa terrorist who, in his own manifesto, used her concentration camp rhetoric before going on to attempt to massacre innocent border control workers. Absolutely incredible. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.